is he's out, you know, regardless of who they put in there now. But that whole debacle.
Looks like it's going to be Bush as early as tomorrow.
Well, we'll see. Watch what happens. It'll go on and on forever. But Clinton now, he would never have done something like this to this extent because he should get bashed for this. The guy is a disgrace. And the veterans that served in Vietnam ought to, well, they already can't stand him, but they really should be up in arms now. Because what the hell business does he have going over there and shaking these people's hands and smile and laugh with them? And I was thinking about this. It's as if you get a bunch of your friends together, right? And they're going to fight with this bunch of other guys. And then one of your group of friends runs away from the fight. And your friends get their asses kicked. Then a little while later, you go over to the guys that beat up your friends and start shaking hands and smiling, taking pictures. Then your friends look like they turn around and go, "What? You effing tool."
Does this have something to do with Clinton being a draft dodger?
Hey, oh, you're quick now today.
Oh, look at that.
The big yellow one's the son.
I had a deferment. I was going to school.
But now, 30 years later, he steps off Air Force One, and now he's in the NOM.
This, ooh, scary. Wow, look at this. Ooh, look, a place selling McDonald's and Coca-Cola. Petrifying. Landing in a, oh, my God, Air Force One.
It's a hot LV. Hot no. LV, red smoke.
No, there's nothing going
Zips
on.
Zips in the wire. Zips in the wire.
No, you missed all the action, Mr. Clinton.
I got my little radio here. I'm like the radio man. Hot. Zips in the wire. Hold that perimeter. Snake and nape on my paws.
No. None of that's going on anymore.
Goddamn slopes.
No.
Play the music when we come into the airport, Air Force One. Play the music. Drives the slopes crazy. See that one running? Go ahead. Put the pontoon right up her ass. Yeah. I'm going to smoke me some weed.
Hey, this is great. You ever do a shotgun? I swear, this is great. Look, we're here in our bunker. Let me just crack the shotgun for you. There we go. Look, now I'm going to blow the smoke in through the magazine. And you just smoke it out of the barrel. Go ahead. Yeah. Feeling good. Hey, this ain't your show, Elias. This ain't your show. Look, I'm firing out the door, Air Force One. Down on the last patty. This is fun because no one shoots back. I bust it.
Mr. President, how can you shoot innocent women and children?
It's easy. You just don't lead them as much. God damn, this is a blast with no one shooting back. Look at that goof. I even shoot the water buffaloes. I don't care. Whatever it takes. Leave that goddamn door open. This is so much fun when I know they can't shoot back.
Hey.
That's right, it's Psycho Marks right here with me. Where's that little napalm slope girl running down the street? I'll take her out.
You're a little too late.
What?
Mr. President.
What happened? Where'd everyone go? I love the smell of napalm in the morning.
Now the war's over, you idiot.
Smells like victory. Oh, wait a minute.
Old Mary Jane Rottenbrot,
right,
through her pretty pink panties are over.
No, don't tell me that. I'm the president. Hey, look who it is.
Dylan.
God damn. Come on, everyone goes home.
Okay,
no one left
brother.
Behind. No one left behind. Where's this Charlie I heard about so much? I love it. Open up that front door. Let's go, boys. Yee-hoo! God, I love this. Shut up, you dink. $10, love you long time. Come here. Yeah. I thought that gook had a grenade, but it was just a Big Mac and a piece. peace offering, but hell, these things happen in wartime. Unbelievable. Go on, enough. No more yanking my cranky. I love this. Knee deep in the rice paddies. Oh, wait, what's she going for? Oh, is it just another piece of rice? Sorry. Come on, let's do the whole village. Let's do the whole village. Holy ass, you ever see a head come apart like that?
You are rich, Kentucky.
Late. I'm in combat. This is great. Why'd I miss this? It's so easy. I don't know what I was so scared of when they told me to report. And I ran off to England because this is just a piece of cake. You take your big jet plane, you fly low. Yeah, look at this. There's another five. I just walked out. Okay. Groovy.
Why would he pick Vietnam? He's got two months to waste, and he goes over there.
I'm going to call in an airstrike. Come on, Logan. Come on. Oh, look at that. It's beautiful, man. It's effing beautiful, man.
Unbelievable.
Zip's in the line. Get the claymores.
Nothing's going on anymore, you idiot.
Goddamn surrounded by gook arms and legs. Fly over the Hanoi Hilton. Come on, here we go. Everyone goes home. Everyone goes home.
Oh, boy.
Come on.
We got to take a break.
Jesus, man.
Clinton in Vietnam.
And welcome to the Opie and Anthony Show for today.
Look at that.
Toll free, 877-692-1027. Very excited to announce that we're on in Cleveland, Anthony.
Cleveland, welcome.
On Extreme Radio 92.3.
FL.
The virus spreads.
The virus spreads to Cleveland today. Right off the bat, these guys have the ballies to put us on live. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, none of this 10 o'clock at night crap.
They're our fourth affiliate and only our second live clear.
Really?
Philadelphia was the first one that was brave enough to put us on live on WYSP in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Then Chicago, I don't know, they put us on in the middle of the night.
Hopefully that'll change.
We get more complaint letters from Chicago than any other market, and we're on in the middle of the night. In Dallas, we're on at 10P to 2A.
At least Roy calls, though. Roy likes us down there in Dallas.
Roy loves us in Dallas. And now we add Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Live in Cleveland, Extreme Radio.
Welcome.
Welcome, Cleveland.
We were hoping to get the Cleveland Steamer show for today, but we didn't find a girl that would be willing to do that. I sure wouldn't be at the receiving end of that, but I think Norton would have done it.
Norton would have done it. You want to get the Chicago PD on the phone? I guess a lot of people had a problem with our bit, Dice Finds God.
Now, why would that be a bad thing?
Dice found Jesus. Here's a complaint letter from Chicago, Anthony.
Mm-hmm.
I was listening to the Tony Show.
What's the Tony Show?
That's you and I, my friend. The Tony Show.
All right.
I've never called you Tony in my life.
I don't go by Tony.
I was listening, spelled listining,
mm-hmm.
to the new Tony Show you have recently put on the air at night, and finding their comments about mocking their satire on Jesus Christ and his comment on doing the Virgin Mary quite appalling. I never even heard Howard Stern go that low.
Ouch.
If they think that is comic, they have underestimated the American public. There are some places you should not go as a radio personality.
Why?
I suggest you rethink your bringing this trash to the radio public.
Mm-hmm.
I was very much hurt that they went to this cesspool of the lowest level I have ever heard on talk radio. Nice. A new first.
The lowest possible denominator.
I ask that you email me with your thoughts on this. I have been a listener of your station for a long time, but don't hold IU directly responsible for his comments. I hold you responsible if nothing is done on this matter. Thank you, Bill.
Were we goofing that day? Maybe he said the Greg and Tony show for some reason?
I don't know.
And he only heard Tony show?
I don't know. I think God has a sense of humor, Anthony.
Right. What the hell's the problem? You can't goof about religion.
How else do you explain midgets?
Midgets! I don't understand the problem, though. They're saying that we shouldn't have gone to the making jokes about religion?
It was dice finding God.
We're so primitive as a people. We are just cavemen. Just got better caves.
It's a little story in a book.
You can't goof on it?
Oh, my God.
What's the matter? Some people have their beliefs. Other people have different beliefs.
It's more than a little story in a book.
To some people, it's not. I mean, and why can't you joke about something like that?
Hey, it looks like the PD doesn't want to come on with us.
Oh, boy.
Here comes Rick.
What's the matter, Rick?
Well, he informed me that he just assumed just let that issue die.
Oh, boy.
I'm hearing he's getting a lot of complaints. Thank God we didn't do the Pope bit. The Pope sings bit.
The Pope sings. What's wrong with that?
Might have to do that later on in the show.
Oh.
Tim, what's going on?
Hey, man, are you guys going to play some music or what?
Here we go.
I'm in Cleveland, man. I'm trying to turn on Extreme Radio, and I don't hear any music. What's going on, guys?
You're
going to
hear something much better than music.
Don't be an ape funny.
Ah, that one. Dude, you got to get new ones. Remember that one? Dopey and ain't funny.
You can tell it's a new market.
Yeah, they just want to hear what they've been used to hearing for quite a while.
Right.
Well, sorry. It's not there anymore. Sorry.
But we will grow on you.
Yep.
And don't call us dopey and ain't funny. We've heard that a million times.
Come up with something different.
Come up with something different that'll make us really laugh, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Anthony,
what?
I want to start the show by talking about Sex and the City.
Ugh.
You know,
why do you watch it? Why do you subject yourself to that?
No. Ben and Rick like Sex and the City.
You watch it, though.
No, this is the first episode of the new season because they've been ranting and raving. You know,
see, I didn't even know that. I couldn't even have told you it was the first episode of the new season.
No. This is the first episode I've seen of the new season. It's been on about 4 or 5 weeks already.
All right.
So there was nothing else going on last night with, you know, all the thunderstorms and stuff. So I'm like, all right.
More excuses.
No.
I'm kidding. I don't care.
I'm not as paranoid as you. I can check out a show even if it sucks or I don't like it.
You catch Queer as Folk?
No, that one I don't check out. I did check out 6 Feet Under, though, right after Sex and the City, because they had some porn star in a bathtub getting electrocuted.
It's kind of a cool show, yeah. Too.
But after that, then I turned it off because, I saw what I needed to see, those luscious cans. Anyway, Sex and the City last night.
Yeah.
How do we get this on the radio?
Ooh,
I'm sure there's other guys out there completely horrified by Sex and the City last night. The girls were sitting around talking about balloon knot.
Ah, very good.
Balloon knot munching.
Right.
Balloon knot munching.
Tossing salad.
Tossing salad.
Rimmer.
The rimmer. Sure, why not? Dude, I was completely horrified and completely just disgusted.
This is when you're going around to the back door.
Right.
The back door. We described it good enough? The dirty penny.
The dirty penny. Tim, what's going on?
Opie,
yeah.
That show last night, I couldn't bring myself to watch it. It's called Tookus Lingus, they called it.
Yeah, they called it Tookus Lingus last night.
Tookus Lingus. And did you see the part when they were in bed and he kind of like shoved the back?
Yeah.
Kind of brought it up to his face. He's like, come on now, honey.
Yeah, let me explain this whole damn thing. Thank you. Tookus Lingus. Lingus. So, who's the redhead? Miranda?
Miranda, yeah.
Miranda has a new boyfriend.
He doesn't watch the show, but he knows her name.
Dude, I've watched.
Hey, he had to ask, and you knew, Rick.
All right.
I know the names, but I don't know who's who. Is, you know, Carrie or?
Yeah.
Carrie, right? And then who's the oversexed?
Samantha,
yeah.
I couldn't even.
And then the one that's married, I don't really know her name.
Charlotte,
that's right, okay.
Oh God, I'm a fag!
So, Miranda has this new boyfriend that she met in the park because she's training for the marathon.
Uh-huh.
So they got all sweaty and stuff, and of course, you know, they had to go have sex.
Because that's what the show's about. Four women kind of past their prime effing.
Effing all the time.
Ugh.
And I find it deeply disturbing. And this type of thing should not be on my TV.
I know it's going on. I know, you know, it's happening out there. But why the hell is it a show? I don't get... I'd just rather see a collection of girls, if I'm going to watch a show, maybe a little hotter, maybe a little less city miles on them, you know?
Yeah.
They're all looking like they've had, you know, they're oversexed, but they've had a little too much.
Yeah. Well, that's fine and dandy, but now they're taking it to extreme. So Miranda's back at her place, and the guy's having sex with her and stuff, and uh-huh. She ends up on her belly.
Okay.
And all of a sudden she's complaining because she's all sweaty as he's kissing her back and stuff.
Oh, and she's like, don't.
Hot.
Is she saying, like, don't, I'm sweaty?
Yeah, and he said something like, it tastes good, or I don't know, whatever, you taste good. And then...
Oh, no.
And then...
They were jogging? You yeah. work up kind of a froth.
Yeah.
Jogging like that.
Yeah, so he keeps... He's going
further and further, right?
And he gets to the tuchus lingus.
All right.
And by her reaction, she kind of liked it.
So she's liking it.
She's a sweaty piggy mess, and this guy is doing that to
He's
her.
He's cleaning up the swamp.
Woo!
He's grunging it.
Cleaning the tailpipe.
Why not?
So then the girls have to discuss it.
Of course. Now they're going to sit around, what, drinking coffee and talking about
and then
it?
Then they have to, you know, discuss whether they should reciprocate, right?
Yes.
Right.
Ah.
So then... later on in the episode, the guy and Miranda having sex again, sweaty. This was horrific, man.
And what did she tell him that maybe she should reciprocate?
No.
Or?
She didn't really know what to do. She wasn't sure.
So was the guy assuming that she would?
Exactly.
All right.
So he's on his belly.
It's unspoken.
He's on his belly. Miranda's like, you want a back rub? And he goes, yeah. And so she starts rubbing his back and then, like, slowly moving her hands downward. He's on his belly.
Yeah.
As she's moving her hands down, he decides to raise the tuchus.
Oh, yeah. Like when you have a cat that's in heat and you pet its back and they go, row.
So he starts raising the tuchus all the way up. And now it's just man ass on HBO.
They do enough of that with Oz.
Yeah, totally.
And then he's in a weird position, and she said something like, I don't want to do that.
Oh, she told him no.
Right. And then he was all embarrassed, and there was...
Well, of course.
It was just horrific, man.
What a mess.
It was the worst. Gay Marco.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Queer. I love that show more than Queer as Folk.
What, Sex and the City?
It is so great.
Why?
I love
disgusting
it. I never
women.
Miss it.
Aren't there dirty, disgusting women on that show?
But you know what? I can relate to it more than I can relate to Queer as Folk.
Why?
I don't know why. I just think that Sex and the City is like, I think it's really gay men as women.
Oh, women in drag? Well, Sarah Jessica Parker.
I can relate to all the characters so much. I really can. More than Queer as Folk. Queer as Folk is so over the top. But I love Sex and the City, and all my gay friends love it. Every gay man loves it.
Because you're a slut.
Did you watch last night's episode?
Yes. Oh, my God, that was so hot. He is the cutest tiny. I would have been there in a second.
Of course you would.
Copper penny and all.
How many times did you do that during the gay parade?
Oh, quite a number of times. Oh.
It would have looked like he was eating a Hershey bar out in the middle of the sun.
Ah. Oh.
Thanks, Marco.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Let's go to Lisa. Lisa, what's going on?
Not much. I just wanted to say that you guys are like, you know, bitching and moaning about this Sex and the City business, but it's like our version of Opie and Anthony for girls.
we were just discussing
Holy
that
Jesus.
With the Time reporter that's in our studio right now.
Yeah.
Joel, you want to say hi real fast? Joel's doing a little piece on us for Time magazine. Should be in, what, next week's Time, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. We were just saying that.
Time doesn't do the urinating thing like Penthouse, do they? They have girls. You're going to start with that?
First barrier next week.
Yeah. Lisa, we were telling Joel that about 2 hours ago. I don't know. This is, a peek into what you girls think about, huh?
Sure, yeah. No, I mean, because, you know, we're disgusting. Just that we don't get an opportunity to... be publicly disgusting very often.
So did you watch Sex and the City last night? With the
I didn't see it last night.
The tuchus lingus?
Wait, well, are you able to relate to something like that?
I'm not commenting on that.
which is yes. Absolutely yes.
So you would do the Tookus Lingus?
I didn't say that.
No, I think she's gotten.
Anthony said that.
I think she's gotten, but I don't think she's reciprocated. Have you reciprocated?
Yes.
Oh, you've given the rusty trombone?
Oh, my God.
I'm a giving woman.
You know what goes on back there?
I'm well aware.
I mean, I think you girls are...
Well, there is showering, you know?
Yeah, but there's a difference. Yeah. I mean...
There's also... Ugh.
Woman, you know what you're doing.
It's
like
pussies.
It's like walking through a frozen tundra. You could see for miles. You know what's going on. There's no hidden things going on. A man, it's the rainforest. Hack your way with a machete and something might come out and bite you.
Well, you know, guys shave these days as well.
Yeah, you ain't shaving. What are you shaving back there? Forget about it. By 5 o'clock, you'd have the Fred Flintstone 5 o'clock shadow going down there.
5 o'clock ring.
Ugh.
All right, Lisa. Thank you.
Come on. I don't even think Rick does that.
Mark, what's going on?
Hey, O&A.
Hey, man.
Hey, I was watching it last night with my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And so we were watching. I said, hey, how about some, let's try that. And her response was like jumped off the couch and says, no freaking way in hell.
Wait, now, did you want to do it to her?
I wanted her to do it to me.
Oh, you wanted her to do it to
you? Yeah, because I dated a Spanish girl.
That should just be avoided at all costs. I'm sorry. That should not be an option in the bedroom.
I dated a Spanish girl, and she just was wild for that. It was like the best feeling you ever had in your life. So
you know,
what the hell?
Get close. Go around. You know, but stay away from the undercarriage. You know what I mean?
You gotta explore, my man.
No, I don't have to.
You're the one
looking for it, Pally.
We don't have to explore the whole planet. We know what's there.
I don't care how much Captain Morgan and Coke I have in my system that night. There's always like the instant sobriety light goes on. Uh-uh. Steer clear of that area.
You've entered a restricted zone. Please leave immediately.
Let's go to John. John, what's going on, man?
Hey, I just wanted to say, I don't know what you told. Absolutely beautiful. I mean, the first time you do it, it's kind of like sticking your tongue to a 9-volt battery. You got to, like, pull your tongue back real quick. Like, but then you get into it, and it's great. And they love it, too, no matter what they say.
He's with a fembot. 9-volt battery.
I just know what goes on back there, and
Well, you can't date skanks. You don't do it to some $3 whore off the street. You know, it's got to be a girl you know.
There's plenty of other parts to take care of.
You know, if a guy wants to do it to his chick, that's one thing. Fine. But the second a girl wants to do that to a guy, all of a sudden it's really, really awful.
You had to see this guy raising his butt.
Did they get a real hairy actor for it?
The shot was from his head down.
Yeah.
So you saw it kind of like raising up.
And then denied. Ouch.
And he just kept going higher and higher, hoping for the best.
How do you go, all right, well, I'm denied. We'll just move on to something else. No, pack your stuff. Leave immediately.
Jimmy, what's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Yeah, me and my girl only have sex in the city.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, man. And as far as that...
All right. Thank you.
Toes, elbow. The guy's into everything.
Adam, you're next on the Opie and Anthony Show. What's up?
What's up, guys? I just started hanging out with this girl, so Friday night was like our third time together, and she's taking care of me, right? And, you know, as I'm finishing up, she puts her hand down there, and like, what a way to ruin it. I'm like, whoa, what are you doing? And she's like,
hey, ho, hey, hey, hey,
whoa,
hey.
She's like, I thought it feels good. And I'm like, no. I'm like, yo, I'll hook you up. You know, I'll do the shaka thing if you want it, but like.
Shaka.
Oh, my brother tells the Shaka story.
Shaka, doing the pink one in the stink.
Yep.
Oh. All right. One in the...
that's radio. All right, Adam, thank you.
Bye.
Shaka. I can understand maybe a little tickle, but when you're talking...
That's a restricted zone.
James, what's up?
Restricted zone.
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I just wanted to let Anthony know, you can't knock it until you have a girl try it to you.
Stop.
Listen to me. It is the most insane feeling that you could possibly imagine.
Maybe after an acetone bath.
What?
No, I mean, what are you going to do? How the hell are you going to
feel... I think people are missing my point. I could almost see guys trying it on the chicks.
No, almost, no. Yeah, you do that, too.
Chick on to the... Ugh.
Yeah.
Think about it. You do it to a girl, it drives her nuts. If she's doing it to you, yeah, granted, shower, clean yourself off, whatever makes the other person happy. But it is the most amazing thing in the world.
And I would just be all...
spot. Just let a girl, you guys are famous, any girl would be willing to do this to you, try it once.
I'd just be sitting there.
On the air and say it wasn't the most amazing thing you've ever
right.
done.
I'd be too preoccupied. What's back there? I think is there a Buick back there? I have no idea what's back there.
I consider myself pretty clean. I try to shower a lot and things like that. Middle of the summer, I come home. My underwear some days looks like we say, a shoeshine rag, okay? So I can't even imagine this, man.
I don't know. Well,
cannot imagine.
Hair.
Greg, what's going on?
Hey, O&A, how's it going?
Pretty good.
I have to agree with that last caller. It is the best feeling in the world.
You're a gay guy, right?
Yeah.
There you go.
But you know what? I mean, that... Hello?
Yeah.
But that guy has one thing that... that guy, his girl can't do one thing. I mean, maybe she can. But my boyfriend's always got, like, a 5 o'clock shadow going. Oh. It is, like... It is like sandpaper, and it's just the most amazing feeling in the world.
Tell me more. Oh, my God.
Just in case there was a doubt on my sexuality, I just...
Nope, still straight. Oh, if you hear this one, you know the shocker is when you you have your pinky and your index finger?
Yeah.
And that's the shocker?
Right.
There's something called the spocker, which is you do the Vulcan salute. Now you have the ring finger and the pinky and your middle finger and the index finger. The spocker. That's from Freud. How do you know that?
My brother tells a great shocker story. I think you heard it. Girl woke up with fur all over her body.
Ugh.
It's a great story.
She was hairy?
No.
She woke up with fur all over her body.
He needs to tell a story, but he's got a big ass black dog that sleeps on his bed, so the bed has a lot of fur. And after they were done, it was just a sloppy mess and rolling around that she had fur all
like
over.
Like sweat and dog hair? Nice.
But there's more to it because he shocked her and it was funny.
At least then you'd have an excuse when you got to do that awkward. No, it's dog hair. A big, thick, curly dog hair.
He had to do the walk of shame to his bathroom window mirror because he knew he was going to do it. It's a great story.
The walk of shame?
He calls it the walk of shame.
Well, when you're embarrassed about who you're with?
When you know you're going to, you know. The walk of shame is many things. You've done the walk of shame, right? I've done the walk of shame. Like you're out all night and you have sex with a pig.
Right.
And then you have to do the walk of shame, you know, at like 8 in the morning back home.
Your dark clothes, like you're from the nightclub, you're in your dark clothes, you're like 3 hours of sleep, you reek of booze. Everyone knows the walk
You're just
of shame.
Ashamed of yourself. You know you just did the wrong thing the night before and you do the walk of shame home.
Can't look at yourself in the mirror as you pass it by.
Like,
it's just bad.
Oh yeah.
You catch a glimpse of yourself through your periphery and you're just like, you disgust me.
your roommates are up getting ready for work, they got their suits on and they got their coffee and you smell like brew and you're just a mess and you don't have a job. You just did this pig last night.
You're stuck to your underwear. Isn't that the most painful thing? You got to take your underwear down. Ow!
Yeah.
Now I got the sprinkler. Take me to my happy place, please. I'm a disgusting mess.
Let me go to Joe. We're just about done with the tuchus lingus. Yes? Yes, Ben? Yes? Oh, okay. Joe, what's up?
Okay, guys, listen. I'm not gay, but I did have this one girl who used to do... She used to give me oral treats, as you would call it.
All right.
And I'm the kind of guy who, when I'm getting that, I'm very quiet. I just kind of grab onto whatever I can. I'm just like, hey, you know, I just...
Enjoy the ride.
Right. Well, one time, she started moving her way towards the back porch, if you know what I mean. And wham, I started getting it. And I tell you, at the point of O, I sound like a donkey getting hit by a wiffle ball bat. I was like, yeah. And she has the nerve to ask me. She has the nerve to ask me if I'm all right. I'm like, you have your me and my mm. Swear to God, man.
Ugh.
All right, man. The bag of nuts are always supporting you guys. See you later.
Thank you, Joe.
Well, that's kind of a shocker.
Hey, what a way to start. Start off in Cleveland, Anthony.
Cleveland. Welcome, Cleveland.
More of this crap on the way. Extreme Radio in Cleveland, 92.3. Thank you guys for having the kahunas to put us on live.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break, right?
All right.
And we'll continue. OJ's in the news. We got to get right into the OJ thing.
He's classic. Every time he appears in print, I read the whole thing. He is the best.
Yeah,
OJ.
We'll give you the latest on that. Also, I want to remind the ladies, today and tomorrow is your final days to qualify for our Moms I'd Like to F contest.
Come on in. That's all you got to do, girls. Bring some lingerie, and we'll take some pictures, pop them up on the website. They're voted on. You can win a nice trip.
We have about 10 contestants already on WNAW.com. Ladies, you got to come down either today or tomorrow, and that is it. And then we got to start voting for our favorite mom, okay?
Right.
We have a trip to Myrtle Beach, 5 days, 4 nights. Thank you, Spirit Airlines. We got a Samsung DVD VHS player for second prize and some stuff for third, okay?
Right.
Yeah. One of our favorite comedians. This is Frank Caliendo as we go to break.
Hey, what's going on? You guys are looking good. Hey, this is going to be a great day here, you know? Hey, I was just hanging down at the store the other day, and this guy came over to me, and he's like, you want some crack? You're a crack whore there? And I was like, hey, you're looking for Norm MacDonald, man. He was on Saturday Night Live. He did the front room. But you might as well call me David Spade for all I care, man. You've offended me tremendously.
He's going to be all right, little fella. Why is everything?
People are banging the tables, and there aren't even tables in the room. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I heard him tell some story. He told some story about on, like, Letterman or something, where he's like, this is one of the funniest things I've ever heard. And Adam Sandler says,
so I'm playing basketball, right? And a guy, he juked me, right? He goes to the left and he goes right. And I'm like, I trust in you.
How can you get any funnier than that? Adam Sandler, at that moment in my life, was a genius. Just
there. Hey, there you go. Nice job. Thanks a lot, man.
Back with the Opie and Anthony Show, toll free 877-692-1027. Lots of instant feedback coming in, Anthony.
Yeah.
What a way to start our show in Cleveland, talking about Tukas Lingus. Talking about the Sex in the City episode last night.
Yeah.
Where they were talking about pleasuring the back door.
Yeah.
Jen from Jersey, I am very offended by you talking about this type of behavior.
Really?
At times you can be funny, but this time you have crossed the line with this disgusting and sick action. As a woman, I am offended by the thought of others wanting to do this.
She needs it.
Jen, they're doing it.
You need it.
More women than I even thought are doing it.
Imagine that. Just think about that before you write another email. You're laying there all of a sudden, whoa, how do you do? She wouldn't be writing that list. She'd enjoy it.
Yeah, Joe on the instant feedback writes, they should call Sex in the City Stretched in the City. They're having sex all the time, obviously. Angela from Queens, you guys are the biggest hypocrites. You guys can talk about sex 24/7, but there is one show out there about women talking about sex, and you have to trash it.
Yeah.
I just found it disgusting last night.
Yeah.
The guys were getting their back door service.
Ugh. Or trying to.
And then JC, we were talking about the walk of shame.
Yeah.
He says the Penn Station walk of shame is the worst. The worst walk of shame is leaving the city and catching the first train out back to the suburbs. The train station is full of businessmen getting off of trains in their suits, and you're all banged up, sleeping on the floor, stuck to your clothes, and you reek of pot, alcohol, and bad salmon. You're asking the bums for coins, and you just want to get out of the city and back to your house.
Walk of shame.
All right. 877-692-1027. We'll continue with Bill. Bill, what's up?
Hey, Winnie, how you doing?
Good.
Listen, I got the double whammy walk of shame.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had a house down in the Jersey Shore with about 15 of my associates, and there is nothing like having to leave on Sunday morning when they're all out there reading the Sunday paper, and I have to walk the pig home back to her house. Now, not only do I have to get it on the way out, I got to walk home myself.
Yeah, and that's when they goof on you.
Oh, no, going out and coming back.
Can't you climb out a back window or something?
No, we had a fire escape, but they welded the top part shut.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was a huge house. We had about 15 of us in the same house.
Well, it seemed like a good idea the night before, though, when you picked it up, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, you made the happy hour run because it was big drink time.
Right.
During happy hour.
Big drink time.
Oh, it's big drink time. We knew it was time to go when they dumped a bucket of ice into the speed rack. You know, it was time to go for the big drink.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bill. Thank you.
All right, Mom.
All right. Mike has a beef with me. Mike, what's going on?
Hey, Opie and Anthony.
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
Hey.
Hey, Ope, I think you're full of it, man. I think you're a closet fag.
Whatever.
I can prove it, too.
Go ahead.
You seem to know, like, you can describe every character of all these gay shows, but you cover it up by pretending you don't know the name.
Mike.
Yeah.
Wait. No, I'll go with this. I knew, like, two, maybe three characters in Sex and the City. That was it. Someone
That's
asked
all
if
there
I...
is.
Huh?
That's all there is. There's two or three characters in that show.
There's four. I knew.
Hey, Anthony, ask Opie about Oz. He can probably describe. Yeah, that one black guy with the long schlong that hangs to the left.
Mike,
that's every cast member.
Mike, you're an a-hole because I've never seen Oz and has.
I watch
out
Oz.
Yeah.
I've never checked out Oz. I want to check it out because I hear it's a pretty good show, except for all the man ass.
Yeah.
it's too bad you really didn't have a point, Mike. But you know, nice try. All right.
All right.
Dick.
You're defending yourself against some guy that's trying to say you're gay because of what show you watch. This just get ridiculous sometimes. Tank ass, what's up?
Yo, how you doing, O&A? Hey.
Hey, why do they call you tank ass?
A friend of mine at work just for some reason started calling me tank ass. I mean,
okay, terrific.
Anyway. A lot of chicks do seem to love that, but... Get on another disgusting topic. What about the Red Wings?
Slow down, dude. All you have to say is Red Wings. Everyone understands, and then we can have a discussion about that. When you just start describing more is when they dump out and we have problems.
Right.
No, I've never done the Red Wing. And?
What, Red Wings?
Yeah.
I probably have, yeah, at some point. Yeah, it's one of those things that
just
happens.
On your face?
Usually, usually you get like a nice head full of reefers, and it usually ends up happening.
You're insane.
What?
You say it like it's casual.
Everybody's...
Nah, I've never done it.
Not even by mistake?
Nope.
Not even you just look up and be like, oh, I got clown makeup on? Nothing?
You got to send your soldiers in first, man.
When she regained consciousness, then she was able to tell me.
That
was coming from her neck.
She couldn't tell me through the hack of pepper spray in her face.
You got 10 soldiers, man. You got to send them in first.
Soldiers.
Got to send one of them in first.
See if any come back.
That's right.
Injured.
I'm serious. No, man. That completely skeeves me out.
Boom.
I mean, I tell the story about doing the dry hump in the car and not knowing that
you did
friends.
That. Go back into the bar with your leg on.
Everything.
That's awful.
Huge, huge round spot.
What happened to the dry hump? We don't do that anymore as people. That's purely junior high.
Dry hump underrated.
You'd have to leave the house. You're all chafed from rubbing against your own zipper. And then the pain sets in hours later. Oh. But that was sex when you were
growing
up. That was sex when you were growing up.
That was big time.
Hey, I got me some.
Mm-hmm.
It's like someone dropped Wesson oil in the front of your underwear. Just a mess.
Mike, what's up? Mike.
Hey, how you going, guys?
All right, man.
Hey, they're going to change the name from Sex in the City to Sex in Das Dumpa.
Ah, Das Dumpa. Very good, man.
Take it easy, guys.
All right.
Who wants to see that?
877-692-1027. Carl, what's up?
Not much. I was just calling in to talk about what you guys are talking about there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't shake it until you try. My buddies used to call me the pig keeper when I was growing up. And let me tell you something.
They called you the pig keeper.
Oh, yes. I was the pig keeper. I had a different girl every week, and then you got to try it. Let me tell you, I'm married now for 6 years. I won't let my wife do it because she's got to kiss my kids goodnight.
But when, that's why you get a gourmand.
Yeah, when you are young, go out and have some fun and try it. It is unbelievable.
All right.
All right.
Thank you.
No problem.
Someone's going to kiss my kids with that mouth.
Someone's going to grab the screen name Pig Keeper today on opieanthony.com. Let's go to Mike. Mike, what's up? Hey, Mikey.
Oi.
What's up?
What's happening?
Hey.
You know, the whole point of the episode last night was who discovered anal? And you guys talk about anal all the time, and Sarah Jessica Parker was, when did this happen? And you talk about the old queens, it passed them by. So I'm telling you, it's coming up. They're going to be doing anal all the time.
What is he talking about?
Mike, what?
I don't understand your point without saying anal anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, the point of the episode was, when did man or guys discover the A?
When you're telling these little stories, here's a good idea. Have a point. It makes it so much more interesting for the listener.
Now he's standing there with the phone in his hand and go, it made sense to me.
Man, we got to move on because it's disgusting on the screen.
Brian, worse. What's worse, red wings or brown wings?
I know everyone's just, that's what happens. Everyone's got to top the previous guy, so it just gets worse and worse.
All right, I'll take one more. Craig, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? What's going on?
Hey.
Me and my girl went out. We went drinking to the bar and whatnot, you know. So whatever. We're drunk. We come back.
Wrong. That won't get through.
Craig, you can't say that.
What's that?
Going, you know,
oh,
where.
Excuse me.
Don't say that. Just say, you know, so, we know what you were doing.
Right. And, you know, afterwards we finished. She said, check your face. She had already known. She just didn't tell me because she wanted to get hers off.
So what would she do? She'd say, look at your face?
Yeah. No, this is just one time she said, check your face out.
She set you up?
Certainly.
Clown makeup.
Nice.
Completely covered.
All right, man. Thank you.
All right.
I am done.
Yeah, we got to move on. We got to talk about OJ. Should we take a quick break and then we'll do the OJ thing?
Yeah. We can do that.
We should regroup. Okay. And ladies, once again, don't forget, today and tomorrow is the last days to qualify for our Moms I'd Like to F contest. We have a 5-day, 4-night trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina for the winner. All you have to do is come on down and get some photos done, and we put you up on the internet, and then our listeners are going to vote for their hottest mom, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The pictures, by the way, we mentioned this about 20 minutes ago. If you want to check out who we have thus far, go to WNAW.com. What do you got there, Ray? Yeah, will they let us? They might not let us play that. The Rusty Trombone song. All right, we'll just play this and we'll be back.
I flagged him down at the corner and he picked me up at the light. I told him where I was going and we drove off into the night. See? Yeah.
All right.
How you doing, my friend? I asked him. Slowly he turned his head. The taxi driver looked at me, and this is what he said.
Finger on the button.
I'm ready.
He said,
"Baby, you want me to drive you on the corner? Take it down, let's take it down, take that to me, the orange cloth. Do you want the left side or the right side? Take it, take it, take it, here's some change, sir."
See, now that's funny. That is funny.
That may have been more offensive than anything we've ever done.
Exactly.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the kind of offensiveness that's allowed on the station, which is the paradox.
I applaud. I applaud you.
See?
Thank you.
I think we handled that. We made it through.
Hope you.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free if you're trying to get a hold of us, 877-692-1027. Stephanie has something real fast. Stephanie, what's up?
How you doing, guys?
All right.
I was just wondering how that big fat cow got on the Moms I'd Like to F contest.
That would be Big Bud Mendy.
She's terrible.
Well, there are guys out there that like the fatties, too, so.
And we have to take everybody. Any woman that wants to show up for the MILF contest, we have to take them.
That's terrible. I wanted to welcome you guys to Philly, too.
Thanks, Stephanie.
You're welcome.
We greatly appreciate that.
All right, take care.
All right. And Mendy's going to be at our road show this coming Saturday at the Stone Pony in Jersey. The New York audience could go. The Jersey audience could go. The Philadelphia audience could go.
Mm-hmm.
Hoping to see a lot of people from Philadelphia at the Stone Pony Saturday. And Mendy will do the beer can trick on the stage.
The human beer cozy.
A definite showstopper.
Yeah. It's great when that cap pops and there's a guy that's drinking it.
Frank, what's going on?
Not much, man. How's it going?
All right.
Welcome these guys to Philly.
Oh, thanks.
Been great since he's been on for 2 weeks, 3 weeks.
Yeah, about 3 weeks now.
Not bad.
So what do you got?
I like it.
Oh, thanks.
I wonder if you could help me out with this question I have.
Yeah.
It has something to do with Hot Carl.
Hot
Carl? I met this chick, and we're kind of seeing each other for about a week and a half, and we were just talking about the most embarrassing things we've ever done. And, you know, mine was that I hooked up with my buddy's wife. Hers was that she gave Hot Carl to some guy.
Oh,
and I have no idea what it is. I asked my buddy, and he thinks it's, you know, when someone's going number two and
it's
the girl.
It's a Cleveland steamer, yeah.
Yeah.
They call it the Cleveland steamer in Cleveland.
Hot lunch, Hot Carl.
Yeah, every city has a different name for it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Man, I got to get rid of this chick. All right, man.
Oh, she did it to another guy before you?
That's what she says.
Look at you.
So.
That's a lady.
Right.
That's a lady you bring home to mom.
Hot Carl.
All right, Frank, thank you.
Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, we're going to move on to other things finally here.
Please.
We should move on to the latest OJ stuff.
OJ always pops up in the news every few months. And he's back. Back with a vengeance. He can't keep his mouth shut. And I guess the New Yorker did an article on him. It was online today. I don't know if it's on the newsstands yet, is it? Yeah.
I don't know. There was a great little article in the Post yesterday.
Yeah, all the stuff from the article you'd care about is in the article from the Post.
Right.
This guy, I hate the fact that I think he thinks he's innocent now. I think he actually believes he didn't kill two people when he did kill two people. And don't give me the he was acquitted stuff. He was acquitted because everyone knows. They kind of screwed some stuff up with evidence, maybe. I think they just spun it that way. But
and
it doesn't mean he didn't do it.
You don't even have to explain yourself at this point. Even the black people are starting to understand that O.J. did it.
Right. Yeah, that was...
You're talking like it's 3 years ago. Even the black people are turning around and going, you know something? Okay.
The O.J. did it.
Our own Earl finally changed his opinion.
No, I don't think Earl is definitely committed.
No?
Nope. I think Earl, our black representative of this program...
Get Earl.
I don't remember where he stood on
this. I thought the last time we talked about this on the radio, he was starting to admit that O.J. did it.
Well, Earl just says things like, well, he was acquitted. Right. He went on trial, and he was acquitted. So who am I to say? You know, that's what everybody, that was the cop-out that a lot of people gave. But the fact of the matter is, Jesus Christ, the guy hacked up two people. And he goes about his business every day. He's getting on the news. Fox just had a huge interview with him. The guy loves the attention. He loves the publicity. He loves the image he used to have, the nice O.J. running through the airport. Everyone loved him. And, you know, the Naked Gun movies, the fun little Nordberg character bouncing down the stairs in the wheelchair and then flying off into the field. But he wants that back. But he's trying to get it through these interviews. He talks, and the more he says, the funnier it gets. Because the stuff he says is just outrageous.
It's great comedy. Earl,
our black representative, our man on the street.
Earl, say hi to Cleveland.
Hello, Cleveland.
They got any schwoogies in Cleveland, Earl?
Oh, God.
Who are you?
Bruce Mittman?
What's up,
Earl? There are plenty of black people.
I know. Of course there are.
Okay. So do you think O.J. is still innocent, Earl?
I always contend that he didn't do it by himself.
He had to have had help.
That's what it was. Okay, I do remember he changed his opinion.
He had to have
now
had
Now you're starting
help.
To say that he did it with help.
In the actual murder or in getting away with it?
Oh, I think a little bit of both. He had to have had help.
Robert Kardashian?
Somebody helped him. Oh, was it Al Cowling? Somebody helped him.
That's your latest? That someone helped him?
Two people had to have done that.
Why? Why? He's a huge guy. The only prints they found at the crime scene were OJ.
They found a bunch of OJ stuff. That other guy must have been really good because he left nothing.
No, maybe he was on OJ's shoulders.
Just driving. I don't know. But he couldn't have done it by himself.
Unless the other guy was Ron Goldman. Because that was the only other guy that was there, Earl.
But you finally admit that, Earl, OJ did it, right?
The evidence is overwhelming that he did it, of course. But the trial?
Wow, look at that.
But in the trial, if you followed that trial, there was no way you could have convicted him.
Oh, stop
no
it now.
No way.
Yes, convicted. Earl, juror number 8. Are you kidding me? You could twist any trial around and make it seem like... There was so much evidence there. That's hysterical.
There were just too many holes.
Too many holes, yeah, in Nicole and Ron. That's about it. There were too many holes. They planted the glove. It wasn't me. Wasn't me. Come on. Who can forget the limo driver? The most damaging testimony. The limo driver pulls up to the gate. He's calling for OJ to take him to the airport. And OJ's not there.
OJ. OJ, I'm waiting in the limo. OJ? He said he was going to be here. I don't see him. OJ? Who's that? Who's that running? Oh, that's OJ. I see OJ in a sweatsuit and he's running into the house. OJ! Wait. OJ! I just saw him go in the house. OJ?
No, he never said he saw OJ.
Hello? OJ, I just saw you run in.
No, I was chipping golf balls. He said he saw a dark figure run by. But who else was it, Earl? It was the OJ.
What was it? I don't know if he was either asleep or...
It was O. There were two people, O and J. That was O. I'm J.
He's all out of breath. Hello? OJ, your car's here.
I was... sleeping. I was killing two. I was sleeping.
Please don't tell me there were holes in the testimony.
Vinny.
No weapon. Yeah,
I wonder what's going on, brothers.
Vinny the racist making a triumphant comeback.
Just say this. Yeah, what a coincidence. The same night his wife gets her head cut off, he almost has his thumb cut off in a hotel in Chicago. Not only that, O.N.A., come on, the Bruno Mars shoes are only 12 pair sold in the whole country. Coincidentally,
there's
footprints walking around in Bruno Mars shoes, and his own wife bought him a pair. Come on, what, are you kidding me, Earl?
All the blood.
Jordan and Larry King. They had the Jordan on Larry King, and the guy said, Larry King says to the black Jordan wore the 49er hat. Yeah, but what about the DNA? Oh, the DNA? Everybody's got red blood. Come on.
You know what it is, Earl? When you say there are holes in the case, all those things they brought up, like the second bag that they put the bag with the sample in wasn't labeled properly. Exactly. Oh, my God. Dismiss the case.
Hold on. Frank wants in on this with Vinny. Frank, what's up? Frank.
Yeah.
What's up? You're on the radio.
You Howard Stern clones got nothing else better to do than talk about OJ?
Talk about the OJ.
Yeah, that's us, Frank. Anything else?
No, I'm just saying.
All right, thank you. Then we'll get back to our show, you tool.
That old gag.
Vinny, continue.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I mean, how much further can you go? Not only that, when finally OJ was acquitted, did you see the face of Karakashian? His mouth dropped. He was shocked.
Yeah.
What a disgrace.
Robert Kardashian standing like, oh, my God, they let him off.
This country should be ashamed of themselves to let this go on.
Even
this
years later.
Isn't there somebody down in Florida where this guy lives that could shoot this guy or stab him, give him a little bit of what he deserves? Come on.
He is in some type of purgatory. He's in his own little hell because he's not getting the...
I don't think so, Ant.
He's not getting
the
love.
Nah, he's having a good life, according to the Post.
Well, he moved to Florida because the laws they have say they can't take your house
right.
to pay off debts, and they can't garnish your wages.
Right.
So he's just living large.
Yeah, this interview is going to be in the New Yorker hitting stands this week. We have a copy of the interview already. But some of the juicier stuff. You wanted to go through this real fast?
Well, the thing that I thought was the best line was O.J. wondering, I wonder if I've ever run into the person who killed Nicole. Have I talked to them? Do I see them every day?
Yeah, in the mirror.
Exactly. Hello, 911, I saw the killer in my bathroom. And then he disappeared when I opened the medicine cabinet. I don't know what happened. He must know some kung fu, because when I go to reach for him, we touch fingertips. And I can't seem to get around to grab him by the neck. He seems to know my every move. I saw him outside of Macy's. When I was outside, I saw him inside the store through the window. And then when I went in, he was outside the store.
Unbelievable,
he's like,
man.
Some kind of ninja.
I mean, isn't that Earl? He must feel like a real idiot. And here's a guy that probably a couple years ago swore up and down that O.J. didn't do it. I mean, Earl, don't you feel like a fool?
No, I've always contended that given that case, there was no way you can convict O.J.
Oh, no. Okay, there's no way to kill him. The guy was walking around with a 12-inch machete. No, they say you need two people to cut off two people's heads. Come on, Earl. Give me a break.
Yeah, that Ron Goldman wasn't the biggest guy.
The guy weighed about 165 pounds, and Nicole weighed about 95. Come on. And this guy's a 250-pound ex-football player with a 12-inch machete. Give me a break, girl.
Anthony on the phones wants in on this. Anthony.
Yo.
Yo, what's up?
Why do y'all think that O.J. did it?
Oh, where you getting? Oh, come on.
I mean, come on,
your name is Anthony. Your name isn't Anthony. What's your real name? Come on, Shaheed.
What's my real name?
Come on, yeah, Shaheed, ain't it?
Come on, dog. I mean, it's clear that, you know what I mean? The boy ain't do it.
Hey, Anthony.
Yeah.
You got to believe at this point that O.J. did it.
No. Not at all.
Come on.
Not at all.
Who do you think did it, Anthony?
Who I think did it?
Yeah.
I don't know who did it. I know O.J. ain't do it.
No. Of course
not. It wouldn't have been O.J.
I wonder if I eat breakfast with the killer every morning. I wonder if me and the killer share our bowl of Captain Crunch and the same spoon. I wonder if I talk to him every day.
Cut off the same night that Nicole's head got cut off, his thumb almost gets cut off. Coincidence. That's how close they were to each other.
That happened in Chicago when I found out she died and I broke it on a piece of foam rubber.
I cut myself on the bedspread. Three people backed up that story, including two cops, saying he was holding a glass, and said when they told him that she was dead,
I better break a glass in my hand in front of the cops before they see this cut on my hand.
Right, exactly. All right, Vinny, thank you.
I love you guys. Anthony, you know what I'm talking about.
All right, there we go.
I wonder, it's amazing. I wonder if the real killer satisfies me with his hand at night before I go to bed. I bet he does.
Joe, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I was wondering if the killer maybe has some kind of a force field. So when you go to touch him, it feels like you're hitting something like, I don't know, a mirror maybe.
He's got a force field. Every time I grab for him, no matter what I go to grab him with, he's got the same thing, and they touch together, and I can't get any closer. It's like a force field or something.
Nick, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
I was just watching on TV that O.J. on a live phone interview for 45 minutes.
The guy loves the publicity.
This guy's playing golf, waving at the cameras, being Mr. Innocent over here. I wonder if he's ever showered with the killer.
The killer washes my genitals every day.
Congratulations on syndication, boys.
Hey, thank you, Nick.
Later.
All right.
Yeah, there are some great things in here, though, that he talks about. One being that he always thought Nicole was hot. And he sees girls walking down the sidewalk, and he's always trying to hit on them. And he said, I loved the way Nicole looked. If I saw her on the sidewalk right now, I'd pull over and hit on her if she had a different head. That's a quote.
Well, he tried to give Nicole a different head.
That's all I was doing.
Giving her a different head.
I was doing a head transplant. Dr. O.J. Now, you're O.J. You know what kind of how they're going to scrutinize everything you say. Why do you say something about Nicole's head that you almost cut off?
And the women love O.J. They all want to have sex with O.J.
He calls that the bad boy syndrome. That the girls come at him and love him because he's a bad boy. He's a bad boy, all right. And then his lawyer is just great. He thinks O.J. is going to be back to doing mainstream media very shortly when he's vindicated. He says, I'd like to see him back on top. He says, Americans are very forgiving. They forgave Marv Albert, and they forgave Frank Gifford. Frank tried to get a little anal off a hooker, that's all. And Marv, what, he bit a girl's neck a little bit?
Yeah, he bit a girl.
It's not like he killed anybody.
I think Marv was trying to get some tookus lingus.
He's going with his butt up in the air.
He was going in for some tookus lingus.
Yes! I'll do you, you do me. Yes. Wonderful. No, that's not a toupee in my crack. What God, what a sense of humor he has. Took the hair from my head, but my ass looks like a Wookiee. Yes.
Jason has a problem. Jason, what's going on?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
How could Earl abandon O.J.?
I didn't abandon O.J.
O.J. is clearly innocent.
Say you abandoned O.J. Who's gonna hate you for that, Earl?
Earl, you abandoned him.
How did that... I've always...
You gave up on him.
You could not have convicted the guy. Do I think he...
Earl, he's clearly innocent, Earl.
Not without help.
The guy. If there was a videotape, there would be less evidence. If there was a videotape of him doing it, that wouldn't be as good as the evidence was that they had.
O.J. didn't kill anybody.
Could have done it. You think I was Nordberg in the wheelchair? They altered the tape. I didn't really fly onto the field.
All right, Jason, thank you.
All right, later, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
He says, as a father, because now this lawyer of his, Galanter, his name is, he's trying to paint O.J. as just this great dad and everything. As a father, I was just a disciplinarian before. That must have been nice, knowing that he slit your mother's throat. You know, you do something bad, who knows what's coming.
Who the hell's going to speak up in that house?
He says he's a horrible cook. You know, cooking's for a mom. I don't cook. A man's natural instinct is to solve problems. Yeah, slice a throat, problem solved. Like when Jason and Sydney did a lot of things, I never caught her. I said, that's one reason why I love her. She's smart enough not to get caught. Again, O.J., people are watching every word you say. She's her mom's all over again. She's got them German genes.
And then she says,
her grandmother, my wife, now my daughters, those bitches will wear you out. That's a quote from O.J. Those bitches will wear you out. It's the bitches that are gitches. It's the bitches that are gitches.
Crazy. Wayne's got something. Wayne, what's up?
Okay, O.J. sees him every morning, but it can't be him because it's a lefty.
Oh.
He sees him every morning, but it's not, obviously it's not the same guy because he's usually in his left hand.
Yeah, so the killer's lefty.
There you go.
When O.J.'s looking at him. Very good, Wayne.
All right, guys.
All right, bro.
And he's talking about, he's done a couple of these alleged sex tapes and stuff. He says when he was in Vegas... the tabloid said I was the reigning king of porn, that I had sex with two girls four times each in 2.5 hours. If I could do that, I'd be in porno films. A guy 53, but I ain't need no Viagra yet. Thank God it's still there. Then flashing his O.J. grin, he repeated the old joke. I met this girl once. She tells me she only dates guys with 10 inches. I said, baby, I ain't cutting off 2 inches for no one.
He makes a cutting joke.
Yeah, that's pretty funny, though.
O.J. comedy team.
Yeah, I'd check him out at Caroline's if he was doing material like that. O.J. at Caroline's. Right. I'm opening for Jay Moore.
Tigger, what's going on?
What's good, my niggas?
Hey.
Yo, I'm wondering, does the killer sleep with O.J.'s girlfriend?
Yes, he does.
He's seen it on tape.
I was watching the tape. I saw the killer banging my girlfriend.
And he got a pretty big...
Call myself.
You caught yourself. Ladies, boys.
All right, Tigger.
The article says, a woman reading the news on CNN on the overhead television, Simpson looked up at her and said, man, she got old quick. When do you think the last time she was late? Must have had to be Bobby Batista.
That crooked eye.
That crossed eye of hers. She needs O.J.'s schlong to get that eye back into shape. I'll pee whip her.
Hey, Lou, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, you guys over there?
Hey, man.
You know what's funny, man? When's the last time you heard on the news or anything that we were almost trying to, we almost found OJ's killers or something? We've never, ever heard that. They're not even attempting to go do anything.
OJ's looking. Shut up.
Yeah, all the golf courses in America.
That's it.
He's in the sand trap on 5. I'll go look for him. Oh, my ball's here, too. I might as well play the game.
OJ sees the killer in the mirror, and he's left-handed.
He goes,
Yeah.
OJ says, you never know in this world what rings your bell. He goes, now that Heather Graham girl is fine. And that Jennifer Love Hewitt, that girl got booty for days. Hey, what do you think? I would love to hear her just scream from the... I know what you did last summer, bitch. It's like a real-life horror movie. She must read that quote and go, oh, Jesus Christ. That girl got booty for days. CNN reporter was now reading a story about the breakup of Meg Ryan and Russell Crowe. Simpson watched until the report was over. Then he said, you think if Crowe and Quaid ever met, they'd fight? He shook his head. A man. As a man, you got to punch the guy that effed your wife. Or, you know, kill the guy that brings back her sunglasses. Either one. Whatever.
Let's go to Luke. Hey, Luke, what's up?
Hey, what's up? What's up, Obi? What's up, Tony?
It's the Greg and Tony show.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I was about to say, OG's like Fight Club. He doesn't know he's Todd Durden yet.
He doesn't know yet?
Nah, I don't think so.
I'm OJ.
He doesn't realize he's the same guy yet. That's pretty good.
Yeah, he's doing all this stuff and doesn't know it.
Yeah. Very good, man. Thank you.
All
right.
Peace.
It's OJ Simpson's Tyler Durden.
He picked up a call, and it was Christy, what's her name, Purdy?
Prady.
Christy Prady. So the reporter goes, oh, is that your girlfriend? He goes, oh, man, she ain't my girlfriend. She just, you know. And then he made a thrusting motion with his hips.
She just, you know.
He's out of his mind.
He says, find me a girl who owns a golf course and will pay all my bills, and I'm pretty sure I'll marry her.
This guy's great, man. Jimmy!
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up?
I was watching Fox News Channel about an hour ago. They were interviewing him live on the phone.
Yeah.
He said he's been contacted to be a reporter on criminal trials. I just thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
A court reporter?
Yeah, that's on criminal trials, but he wouldn't say, like, what company called him yet.
Wow.
He's the one guy that would be reporting it in the court, and the witnesses go, he did it.
It's OJ. No, no, that was Pedro Guerrero. He had kilos of cocaine in the trunk.
Maria, what's going on?
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I think it was his son who did it.
Well, let's ask Earl.
I'm sorry?
Did OJ's son have anything to do with this?
I don't know. Oh,
yeah, he did. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. I'm going with that.
Well, it could be the second person.
I just think there was two. He had to have a second person involved.
All right. LL.
Yo, what up, ONA?
Yo.
What's going on?
What's up?
Yo, black girl. You call yourself black girl, right? Right?
Earl? Yeah,
he's nodding. He's nodding yes.
All right. Not, I can't hear that over the radio or not. Can you acknowledge me, please?
Hello, LL.
Yo, Earl, how can you say OJ is innocent, man?
I didn't say he was innocent.
Listen, you're in denial as a black man,
help.
Okay? All the black people know OJ did it, and that's the bottom line. And you're a sellout. A black sellout.
I never said
a black dark-skinned sellout.
You just acting like an ignorant-ass nigga because
nigga,
didn't even hear what I said.
I said he had to have had outside, and you got on all black.
Is this a deaf comedy jam?
You got on all black, and it's 102 degrees. It's July, and you got all black on. Black girl. Black sellout.
Maybe he just killed two people. OJ liked that costume, too.
You obviously didn't hear what I said. I said... He didn't do it by himself.
I heard that you said, oh, he had help. You don't need help. You don't need help to kill two people.
Robert Blake helped me.
I don't usually agree with the racist Vinny, but for once, he's right. Okay?
Wow.
With a machete, y'all black man agree with Vinny. That's right.
It wasn't a machete. It was a bowie knife.
A knife, a butcher knife, a butter knife, it's all the same thing. If he sliced two people's head off, he made their head like Pez dispensers, and that's the bottom line, Black Earl. You're a piece of trash, Earl. I can't even understand how you even...
Hey, Earl.
Yo.
All right, Earl, you can't say that.
What are you saying to me?
Sorry, I got upset.
Calm down. You guys are scaring our white listeners.
John, the white listeners need to know what's going on in the black community, because I'm a light-skinned black.
He's a dumbass. Wait, you're a white-skinned black?
A light-skinned black. You know me, I'm light, man.
Yeah. That high yellow look.
High yellow, baby. Yellow good,
high
though.
Yellow look. So you have a little power overall because he's a little darker than you,
there
right?
There you go. That's why he wears so much black, to put some soul into himself.
To make him look a little blacker, right?
Make him look... Are you listening to yourself?
Do you just listen to yourself?
Yo, Earl! You're out of the community, man. You fired. Your black ass is fired.
All right, man. Thank you.
Peace out, yo.
All right. Bye.
Fool.
Sean, what's going on?
Hey, guys. I'm pretty pissed off at you two, man.
Why?
I haven't seen Fight Club yet, man. You ruined the end of it.
Jackass.
Come on.
Thank
that
you, Sean.
Old gag.
Hey. All right. Anything else in that article?
Yeah, there was something else when it seems they're hanging out at the table at this restaurant. And first of all, more girls. They go in to meet like these three girls that are hanging out with the writer and another guy, the lawyer. And OJ, again, looks to make sure the girls aren't looking, looks at the guys, and does the pelvic thrusting motion again. Like, yeah, we all gonna get some. Then they're sitting there, and Christy starts talking about something with OJ, why he left L.A. or something. He said, yeah, that's why you couldn't wait to leave. He turned me down grinning, and then he turns to one of the reporters and goes, you're into Christy, huh? He raised the eyebrows. Did you ever fool around on your wife? Everyone fools around and lies about it. Everyone lies. Christy did not speak again for the rest of the evening. She just knew to shut her mouth at that point. And then she got mad. He got mad at her because the next day the reporter talked to her. And he said, yeah, I was very uncomfortable. OJ told me to watch what I say when I'm with a writer. But he's out there saying all kinds of funny stuff.
A friend of Simpson's discounted any threat to Prati's life, saying OJ was really in love with Nicole, but he doesn't care enough about Christy to kill her.
Yeah,
that's a quote from one of Simpson's friends.
Doesn't care enough about her. Eh, it makes sense when you think of it in the OJ, in OJ's world.
Wow. Well, there's a lot more to this.
It's going to be in, through it. There's some great clips.
It's going to be in the New Yorker in a few more days, I believe. So
that's right.
There you have it.
Was there a grassy knoll near the house? Because I think I saw a puff of smoke from there. I need a patsy. She got booty for days. Booty for days.
All right, something from the archives as we take a break here. 877-692-1027.
Can I speak to Mr.
This is he.
How you doing? My name is Jacette, and I'm calling from...
What's happening, Jacette?
How you doing?
All right.
My name is Jacette, and I'm calling from... Cabinet we're facing.
Right on, Jacette.
And the purpose of my call is to tell you about a service that we are providing for homeowners.
Oh! Oh, man, that hurt! Oh! Damn! Oh! Oh, you still there, Jacette?
Yes.
Oh, sorry about that. I just burnt my hand on the stove. Ow! Fuck! All right, sorry about that.
I'm sure you would agree that the kitchen is one of the most important rooms in your home.
I would totally agree on that.
How old is the kitchen cabinet?
I'm about 25 years old.
That's a long time.
Yeah.
Would you be interested?
Ow! God damn! Oh! I just closed the door on my hand. Of the cabinet, actually. Go ahead.
Would you be interested in our service?
I'm interested in a painkiller at this moment in time. Jacette, where are you located?
Well, my office is located in Palm Bay.
Do you have anyone in the area? Because I could really use some beer.
Excuse me?
I could use some beer.
Well, we don't supply that.
Well, I'm in pain. I need some beer.
Well...
Anyone in the area, maybe they could come over and show us what... this whole cabinet thing is all about, and get me some beer.
What I could do is send a qualified expert to your home.
That's not a bad idea.
Excuse me?
Okay. in you.
What I could do is I could send a qualified expert to your home, and they could take a look at your kitchen cabinets. They could...
Oh, God!
It's bugging out.
Hello, Gisette.
We're back with the Opie and Anthony Show, toll-free 877-692-1027. Jim has a quick question on line one, then we'll move on to a party that was going on this weekend. Jim, what's going on?
Not too much. I was down in Atlanta over the weekend catching a couple of the ball games. We wound up in the Gold Club on Saturday night, and there's a really hot girl dancing in the Gold Club. She's coming up to New York on Wednesday. She's dancing in Scores on Thursday and Friday, and I told her about your contest. I think you got a winner.
For the Moms I'd Like to F contest.
You'd love her, baby. She's a 34B, about, I'm bad on weights, but I'm saying she's about.
Jim, I'm going to stop you because the qualifying ends tomorrow.
Yeah.
Man.
Look at you trying to work it.
Yeah, we can't extend the contest, huh?
We extended it 2 days this week. It's been a week and a half. Today and tomorrow are the last 2 days for the ladies to come down and show off what they got. We have a trip to Myrtle Beach. We're looking for moms. We'd love to F.
Right. Yeah, well.
Jim, I'm going to let you go because there's no point in even discussing it.
Yeah, I know. I didn't know how long it was going. But.
All right. Sorry about that.
No problem.
I'm hoping we get some hot moms down here.
Yeah.
I'm surprised some of the strippers in the area aren't coming down.
You know, it's a great way to get a trip out of this.
You know, a few of them have popped out a kid or two.
A couple. Yes, they must have come to a full term too. You can't count. You can't count abortions as a mom contest. Sorry, we got to go with the law.
What? She's not a mom if she has an abortion.
Right. So, people have asked us that question.
What if you have a sonogram?
No one has ever asked us that question.
I've seen it pop up on Instant Feedback. And of course, no, that does not qualify. We going to get in trouble in Chicago again?
Probably is right. All right, so what was this party all about this weekend?
Keith the Cop, a great friend of the show. He brings us such exciting guests as Ziggy, the homeless guy, and whatnot. He's kind of our eyes and ears of the NYPD.
He brought us Gray Wolf.
Gray Wolf.
The homeless Indian that plays the
flute.
The flute.
Whatever that is, that wooden engine flute.
Right.
But, yeah, good friend of the show, and he had a party over the weekend on Saturday out on Long Island. And I went, had a great time. Band played, you know, me, Joe, and everybody else. And Stephen Lynch showed up. We had a really great time playing there and hanging out. And I tell you, Keith knows how to throw a party. Plenty of beer, booze, mixers, and plenty of food. So, and he has a pool. These guys get a little drunk. They're jumping off the roof of his house into the pool. And it's like a stand-up pool. It's not a built-in pool. It's an above-the-ground pool.
Oh, so it's like a four-footer or whatever.
Yeah, but like half of it's buried, kind of. But yeah. It's still a round above-the-ground pool.
Right.
And people jumping off the roof into it. But the highlight of the night was, get Keith on the phone. Keith.
Keith. Hey, Keith.
Before we get into this.
Yeah.
I'd like to say, please remember that if it were not for me, both of you would most likely be taking public transportation for most of your life.
Oh, so you're asking us to go easy on you.
I mean, I know there's the barrel has my name on it today.
Yeah, yeah.
Keith, I saw the pictures, though. What the F? You're giving us radio gold, and you're begging us not to post the pictures. You're begging us not to talk about the pictures. Holy ass.
You know, sometimes when you drink that much, things seem like they're a good idea at
right.
the time.
I have to ask you, what possible good idea could there be for you at a packed outdoor backyard party to get completely naked except for a little, what was that, a thong bikini?
It was some girl's thong that was at the party.
So it wasn't even your... Oh.
No, it was a girl's thong panties.
It's bad enough that you have something like that in your own drawer. So I'm like, ugh. But now we're talking. It's women's underwear.
He comes out wearing nothing else, and you might as well just be naked. You might as well have been naked running around your yard.
You're pretty much correct. I might as well have been naked.
That's a winner.
You know, and in front of my mom.
Yeah, I know.
And it wasn't good.
And then you just disappeared after that. You were so wasted. I've never seen you that wasted.
I was in bad shape.
But you know the good part, you were home. So that I was thinking is why you got so wasted.
Yeah, I went inside. I changed, I put clothes back on, and I was on my way back outside, and for some reason, the middle of the living room floor was just the spot where I finally just couldn't make it any further.
He passed out. We're still outside in the backyard. The band's playing, and Keith's mom comes up to me, because I'm singing.
Your parents
goes,
were there?
Yeah, my parents stopped by.
and goes, I think when the host passes out, it's time for the music to stop.
So you guys had to stop playing?
Yeah, well, the sky opened up anyway. It started pouring rain. But
mom was, like, shutting down the party it's an old high school party.
I felt like I was back in school.
Mom and dad are home. Time to tell everyone to go home.
Keith completely out of control in a G-string bikini panties. And then his mom telling us to shut the music off because the host passed out.
So, Keith, walk us through why you put on the ladies'
Yeah, what was the mindset
underwear
there?
You know, I don't know. It was just one of those things that I was loaded. It was there, and it just
three
like
simple
the
words.
Thing to do it.
I am gay.
Oh man!
Now, what are some of the party favors you found in your backyard the next day?
Well, you know, I found out later on that a couple of the guys I worked with, actually one of the guys I worked with, had sex in the pool. I've completely drained the pool.
You did.
I'm starting with fresh water. Because I got up the next morning, and the first thing I did, I went into the bathroom. I looked at my face to make sure I had all the hair on my face, like my eyebrows.
Yeah, you didn't get your face shaved or the word dick written
right,
across your forehead.
Right, nice head dick. I took a bunch of aspirin, and then I went into both the bathrooms in my house and took the tank cover off to make sure there wasn't an upper decker.
Ah, good, very good.
Good.
After we talked about that a couple weeks ago, I said, I got to tape these things shut or something.
Yep. You got to make sure no one craps in the upper deck of the bowl and gives you the upper decker, right.
So I went outside and I looked at the pool and I'm like, I got to take all the water out. It was cloudy. It was disgusting. And one of my roommates was cleaning up and he's like, dude, what is this? It's like used condoms in the backyard. I'm like, oh.
People were just having sex in your backyard?
Yeah.
Who the hell was having sex in your yard?
I don't know. I wish somebody would confess to it.
And who was that girl? There's a girl standing in the pool. All of a sudden, I look over. She's like, hey. And she's got her bottoms in her hand. She had her bikini bottoms in her hand. And then another point, her top was off.
Sounds like it was the pool scene from Caddyshack at Keith's this weekend.
Oh, my God.
It really was. You know, and a buddy of mine I work with, he's like, he showed up the next morning to retrieve some friend that was passed out on the lawn. And he's like, I'm like, where'd you go? He goes, I hooked up with some girl. And he told me her name. And I'm like, who is that? He goes, I don't know. She was here. Do you know who she was? I go, no. I think people were just randomly showing up.
Just dropping by?
Keith, when did you wake up from the floor?
About 6:30 in the morning.
There wasn't a plunger next to you, was there?
No, there wasn't. 6:30, I called work. They said, don't come in today. And I proceeded to go back to bed till about 4:30.
Sleep it off.
It was a rough one, man.
So what are we going to do with this picture we have in our possession?
You know, it was one of those things.
Can we put it on, like, foundrymusic.com under, like, a secret link, and we'll give a prize to the first person that finds it?
Please just don't put my face with the picture.
How about if the picture just happens to go up on foundrymusic.com, but, yeah, there's, like, a yellow circle where your face is.
Yeah, that's fine.
Because no one really cares about the back of your head.
Well, Keith, Ben showed me one of the shots, and it's just like your butt and the back of you. So
yeah, you can't even see your face in that picture.
Can't see your face at all.
Your ass was hanging out, and you were dancing around. He's dancing, and your ass is just like shaking in this thong that doesn't fit you. It was one of the most horrific scenes I've seen at a party.
Oh.
It was a bob shot. He was giving everyone the bob shot.
Keith, were you allowed to go to work today, or did your mom ground you?
No, I'm ground. I have to do chores all week so I can go to the Stone Pony on Saturday.
Was your mom mad at all?
No, she was actually pretty cool about the whole thing.
Yeah, because she came up, and I got to tell you, your mom looks really young, so I thought it was like your sister or something.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that was your mom when she told us to maybe stop the music since you had passed out on the floor.
There's a switch. A cop on Long Island getting naked instead of getting the other people naked.
Oh, man.
Did you have any Nassau County finest stop by?
Yeah, they did stop by, I guess, around 12:30 to tell us to maybe knock it down a notch.
Shut her down.
You are snotted.
Yeah, it was bad news, man.
Here's a girl that was at your party. Tracy, what's up?
Hi, guys. Hey. What's going on?
Hey.
It was a great time on Saturday night. Oh, my God.
Did you have sex?
No, I did not. I got thrown in the water, though. I wasn't too happy about that, but...
Yeah, a lot of girls getting thrown in the pool.
It was so funny. On the inside of his house, signs everywhere telling everybody where the bathroom was.
Yeah, well, you don't want anyone making a mistake and
this is not the bathroom
in your bedroom.
Oh, yeah. It was a really good time, guys. And he got picked up from the train station and everything. And your mom was a doll. She was so nice to everybody.
Yeah, listen, she didn't ground you.
No.
Mom going around, yeah, like the hostess.
All right. Thank you, Tracy.
Thanks, guys. Good time.
All right, cool. Let me go here to Mary. Mary, what's up?
Hey, I just have to say that was the most hysterical thing I think I saw. Psycho Mark eating was a pig. A pig at a pig's party. That was great.
Wait, what?
There was a whole roasted piglet.
It was a roasted pig.
An entire roasted piglet, head, feet, and everything, laying on the picnic table. And, of course, Psycho Mark has to use it as a sight gag. Look, I'm having sex with the pig.
Yeah, tell Keith I want my bathing suit back.
Hey, wait. Were you getting naked?
No, I'm kidding. I didn't.
Did you have
You're
sex?
A filthy whore.
Yeah, I know, not that night. Thank God.
Somebody have a lost and found.
Somebody had sex in Keith's backyard.
In Keith's pool.
Well,
in his backyard.
Maybe if you had gone, it would have been you. Oh, well.
Oh, wow. Look at that.
Take it easy, guys.
Thank you, Mary.
Bye.
Bye. All right, Keith. What can we do with this picture?
You got to do whatever you need to do with it.
Nice.
Eventually, it was going to come out.
Yes, Steve. It'll be up in 5 minutes.
Ben, send me the picture.
Just please don't put my face.
No, your face will not be on it. Oh, my God. I'm seeing 20 sig pics in the next hour being made up.
All right. We're going to have the picture up on foundrymusic.com. FOUNDRYmusic.com.
Oh, man.
Keith, thank you again, because it was a really great party, man.
I appreciate it, man. Very glad you guys came and played. Everyone's ranting and raving about it. We had a great time.
Sounds like you're still hungover.
Yeah.
It's a two-day hangover.
Ouch.
Just can't seem to recover like when you were younger.
All right, Keith. Thank you.
All right, fellas.
Maybe mommy could put hot cold towels on your head.
You guys suck. I'll talk to you later.
Easy, Keith.
Steve, get that picture up.
I was surprised not to see Ben there, though, because everybody was going, Ben's got to be there. There's free unlimited booze. Old Dirty showed up. He was tanked by like 10 minutes in. He was there. But great job. Great party by Keith.
Glenn, what's up?
Yeah, how you doing, guys? Hey. Listen, I don't know. Keith was really tanked up. We all know that. You're discussing that right now. But do you realize that there was another guy there that had that bathing suit on before Keith put it on?
Who?
Hello?
Someone else had that bathing suit on?
Ugh. Glenn.
Yeah.
You're on the radio. Go ahead.
Okay, listen.
Someone else had the bathing suit on?
Yeah, someone else. It was just worn 2 minutes. There was another guy dancing around. Another guy that we work with was dancing around with that bathing suit on, and then Keith came out, and it was great.
That's all I saw was, like, the completely naked Keith with only that G-string on.
Oh, it was hideous.
Wait till you see
it
the
picture. It was like a shipwreck. Talk about train wreck. That's a train wreck right there.
Wait till you see this picture. He's kind of bending over, and it's the back of the yam bag shot. It's disgusting.
Did the place just lose it when he walked in?
Oh, yeah. Everyone was just horrified. And believe me, it was late enough in the party where everyone had a great buzz on. But it was like, no matter how drunk you are, you just looked and went, why is he doing this?
Yeah, you don't break out that move like 10 minutes into a party.
No.
That's pretty much the showstopper.
It was late, and it was the showstopper. That was about it. How do you top that?
You're walking around with women's thong panties on.
Thongs. Yee.
Good job. All right. Toll free, 877-692-1027. Once again, want to say hi to everyone in Cleveland. We start up there live today.
Cleveland.
On Extreme Radio 92.3, Anthony.
Yeah.
Very psyched to be on in Cleveland. They have the Ballies to put us on live. Only the second market to do so.
Yeah.
Philly, of course, being the first one. So thank you, Cleveland.
This is the Opie and Anthony Show, toll-free, 877-692-1027. Our first day on in Cleveland. Doing Extreme Radio up there, Anthony.
Yeah.
It's going quite well so far. Let's go to Rob. Rob, what's up?
Hey, this is Rob from Cleveland. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, you guys came on our station about a month ago, and you guys jam out some great music. I love the station. And so do all the guys at work. And today at 3 o'clock, I hate talk radios.
Well, hold on, Rob. This is more than talk radio. You're calling us from Cleveland, right?
Right. We want to hear some Pantera and some Soul Flying.
Rock. All right, we'll get some of that on.
When I come home, I leave work at 4 o'clock. I want to jam out some tunes on the way home, not listen to some guys talking about things that don't even matter, just like a soap opera.
Oh, good.
You don't make no sense.
Hey, soap opera. Well, soap operas never make sense the first day.
You guys should be on at like 3 a.m. to 7 a.m. when everyone's sleeping.
Soap operas don't make sense the first episode.
Hey, Philly, does this sound familiar?
Well, Rob, give us some time. How's that sound?
Don't listen to talk shows. And
this is like a rock and roll talk show. It's not like a regular talk show.
We got to talk about these shows that no one watches.
Like
90% of people I know watch sports. Who watches these guys kissing each other and whatever else they're doing?
That's just something that was on last night, and we were talking about it. Maybe the next day we'll talk about sports. It's a little bit of everything.
Know what I like about Rob? He definitely didn't like the show from 3 o'clock. It's now after 5, and he's still listening.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are, Rob.
I'm trying to get a hold of you guys.
Listening.
How much stain can you handle the same song? You guys are so repetitive lately. It's like playing, and how much My Way or the Highway? How much of that can you handle a day?
Hey, I love the Stain.
I like it, too. But you got to mix it up a little bit. There's some Soulfly or Pantera. I haven't heard no Pantera on your station yet.
How cool is this? We are associated finally with Rock Station.
I heard the Pantera last night. It was great. I bought like probably 20, 30 CDs since you guys came on the air.
All right, Rob. We're going to let you go. But give us a chance and call us back later on in the week, all right?
All right.
All right. Peace. Bye.
There goes Rob.
Rob from Cleveland. We should explain the station we're on in Cleveland. They just rock.
They really rock. We're really the only people on there right now, right?
The only people
playing
jamming the Pantera.
Right.
And the same Stain song every hour.
Something tells me we'll hear a lot from Rob.
That's okay.
I think we'll just hear a lot from him.
I think it's so cool as we spread the ONA virus across America.
Uh-huh.
We're going to be on a lot of stations that just rock.
Mm-hmm. I like it. It's just getting them to kind of, understand that we're here every day and you got to check in.
Selena, what's going on?
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
I'm so happy you guys are in Cleveland.
Oh, cool.
I used to work in Newark, and I used to listen to your station all the time on the way home from work, and I was so sad when I came out here, and I couldn't hear you.
How long you been in Cleveland?
Since October.
Ah, look at that.
See, you got a listener in Cleveland who appreciates you.
Well, we got one so far.
Yep, so congratulations.
I'm banking on Rob.
Well, thank you, Selena.
You're welcome.
Rob sounded like the kind of guy that eventually will appreciate this program.
We're going to turn Rob around.
I felt it right there.
The first teen party we have. The first lesbian couch thing that Cleveland hears.
Right.
We are going to turn Rob around.
Don't you worry about it, Rob.
Rob, you call back.
You'll be rocking. You could rock during the day, and then afternoon comes around, you'll be rocking with ONA.
All right. Stephanie.
Yeah.
Hey, what's up?
I have one question.
Yeah.
All right. You have Whip It Out Wednesday.
Right.
And on Tuesday. But what about the girls? What about Muff Monday?
Holy ass.
Where's that phone?
Stephanie.
Yes.
What kind of phone you got?
It's a cell phone.
Is it in your,
Yeah, where is that phone right now? It sucks.
So you could buy me a new one.
Stephanie, we have a contest going on for the ladies right now called the Moms I'd Like to F Contest. Matter of fact, there's a really hot mom. She doesn't want to go on the radio.
I know.
But she's getting her pictures taken right now for the contest. See, that's for the ladies. Stephanie.
Oh, Stephanie just killing us today. Anyway, she's outside getting her pictures done. Her pictures will be up on WNEW.com with the other qualifiers.
Yep.
We have a 5-day, 4-night trip to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. Today and tomorrow, last days to qualify, ladies. Then we got to get the listeners voting for their hottest mom.
Mm-hmm.
So get down here either today, we'll be here until 7, or tomorrow. And that is it.
Hot.
We're expecting a few more hot moms to get their asses down here by the end of tomorrow, okay?
Yeah.
Speaking of mommies.
Yeah.
Stephen Lynch has a quick little song about moms.
Oh, yeah.
So you want to start with a little warm-up, do you, Stephen? Or?
Yeah, actually, I'd like to play something kind of special, because today is my mom's birthday.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
And just, this is only take a, it's not a long song, but I know she's listening, and I just wanted to quickly, I wrote a little song for her, because I didn't give her a present or anything. I felt kind of bad for her. So.
Let's hear this.
Thank you, dear lady, for being my mom. You did all my homework. You took me to prom. And I was the only guy who got lucky that night.
Oh, my God.
What? I love you, Mom.
What?
What? I thought we were all just having fun here. What?
Yeah,
what
what's happened? Going on?
I love that one, man.
That's mine.
Let's go to Brian. Brian, what's going on? Brian.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the radio, Brian. Let's go.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Listen, didn't we learn the first time with Philadelphia not to introduce Black Earl first?
Yeah, that's a bad thing to do on day one.
So, I feel bad for Cleveland, man.
Yeah, day one syndication to Cleveland, and we have Earl on the radio. Come here, Earl. Well, it's a slow week because this is like a vacation week. No one's around, really. Earl.
Yo.
Brian's not happy that you are our first official guest for Cleveland.
Whoa.
Just kidding.
All right. Well, thank you, Brian. Got to move on to Kaz. Kaz, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's up? I was the one in the pool with throwing my panties around.
You were the one throwing your panties around.
I know. It's called beer.
Oh, so you're a little hammered at Keith's party Saturday night.
I actually jumped into the pool to sober up, and it did the trick.
and then you had you were holding up your bathing suit.
Yeah.
Actually,
no,
you just had bra and panties.
That was my bra and my underwear.
She jumped in her bra and panties, and they became completely see-through.
Oh, great.
When you jumped in. Oh, I'm sure there's plenty of those pictures around there. Oh, yeah. Fans going, oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
We might have to get more pictures up from Keith's party,
from Keith's party.
But the funny thing is, your brother had them on his head at the end of the night.
Joe had those panties on his head?
Yes, I had. No.
Oh, your panties.
At the end of the night, I had them in my bag because they were just soaking wet from the pool, and I just kind of threw my clothes on over them, and your brother put them on his head. So.
Did you have sex in Keith's backyard?
No, it wasn't me, but I think I know who it was, though.
Really?
There was, well, I, no, it's just speculation, but there was this girl with very enormous breasts.
Yeah.
Just getting really comfortable in the pool with someone. So.
Yeah, I saw that happen.
Yeah, I saw that, too. So.
Maybe it was them. All right, Kaz.
All right, take care. No pictures on the internet.
All right. Thank you, Kat.
Bye.
No pictures. Come on. Set up Tracy here. Tracy, what's up?
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey.
I am out of Philly, and I got to tell you, the people down here just don't seem to understand what you guys are about. It's horrible.
No, that's not true at all.
Well, where I work, it seems that everyone wants to listen to music on the way home, but I'm trying to convince them that you guys rock. So I'm out of New York, so I've listened to you already.
No, it's pretty impressive how many emails we're getting from Philly already.
Yeah, Philly's turning around.
Well,
nice.
Cool. That's excellent, then, because it took a long time to get you guys down here. So.
No, it's still early in the game. We've only done, I think, 18 shows for Philly.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
That's it. That's nothing. Takes a while.
Definitely. Definitely. We'll keep it up. It's awesome. I'm psyched that you guys are down here finally.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks.
There goes Tracy from Philly. Let's move on to George. George, what's up?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey.
My friend at work put me on to you guys about a month ago, and it's the best thing that ever happened.
Ah.
I used to dread driving home from work, but now I listen to you guys. You guys are the greatest.
Right on, man. Not
and
bad.
I was hoping that you guys could help, you know, hopefully invite me into the studio tomorrow and bless me and allow me to be there for the chick wrestling.
Oh, we got cat fighting tomorrow.
Exactly.
Tomorrow's show.
Is it possible that maybe I could get down with that?
George, you got a personal invite from the Opster. There you go.
Wow, man. I so appreciate it.
Hold on the line. You're coming down for cat fighting tomorrow.
I appreciate it.
All right.
Thanks.
That's going to be a great show tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, girls
that.
Coming in, and what they do, they start out kind of dressed, maybe in pajamas, maybe in regular clothes, and they start fighting with each other and rip each other's clothes off, scratch, bite, kick, pound each other's head on the floor. It's a cat fight.
And the first girl that loses all her clothes, Anthony?
Yeah.
Loses.
Is that how it works?
That's how it works.
Because I saw a tape, and these girls were completely naked, and they're still fighting.
Well, they were fighting after the bell.
Oh, after the bell? Is that what it is?
They continued on.
So it's already a winner's been declared, but they still have to fight.
Yeah,
fight it out.
Yeah, we're going to have cat fighting on the show tomorrow. We're going to have, I don't know, we're going to be taping it. We're going to have lots of pictures for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
We're hoping to get a couple of girls from our audience to come down.
And jump in the melee.
Well, we got the professional cat fighters. I mean, they're hardcore. They're really into this, and this is what they do in clubs and stuff, so it's going to get just ugly.
Right.
I'm just hoping maybe we could get a couple teenage girls.
Teen cat fighting.
To come down tomorrow and do a little exhibition.
Oh.
A little cat fighting exhibition. Two teenage girls tomorrow.
We'll get some PJs, maybe, that they could wear and rip off each other. That'd rock. All right, teen girls.
Stinky.
Two girls are already confirmed for tomorrow, and there's one other guy that called and said he had 6 to 8 teens he could bring down.
Yeah.
Tomorrow?
Sure.
But two girls are already confirmed.
So. And they're teenagers?
I don't know about that.
You got to get the other guy that could bring the 6 to 8 then.
We need teen cat fight.
We need to always overbook on the Opie and Anthony show because we always have people like canceling on us at the last minute.
Everything's hotter with the word teen in front of it, especially cat fight. Just rip those clothes off, biting, scratching.
We're getting lots of feedback
hot.
Coming in from Cleveland already. Laura from Cleveland, Anthony?
Yeah.
You guys are quite disgusting, but quite hilarious. The whole Sex and the City thing got to me a bit much. Some of your listeners should keep some things to themselves. Welcome to Cleveland. We were talking about the Tuchus Lingus.
Yeah, Tuchus Lingus.
And quite frankly, we all were kind of horrified with that discussion.
Yeah, it wasn't something that we wanted to talk about. Felt we had to.
Felt I owed it to him.
Did you happen to see any of the Ultimate Fighting Championship?
No, but I heard our buddy, Tino or Tito?
Tito.
Tito Ortiz?
Tito Ortiz was going against Elvis. I don't remember what his last
name
was.
Doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, it certainly doesn't.
Tito destroyed him, I heard?
Killed him. My brother went to it. And Tito was, my brother said he cannot imagine anyone beating this guy. You know, Elvis was in here with Tito last week before the fight. And Tito, the Australian guy, Elvis, the Australian guy, was just, yeah, I'm going to give it to him. He's going to have a hard fight with me. And you just knew, looking at both of them, that he was going to get his ass kicked. Tito was hitting him with his forearm across the bridge of his nose, just smacking the crap out of him. Wearing him down like that. That wasn't even like his knockout stuff. Just wearing him down. Then he got him on the mat and tied him up. And Elvis finally tapped out. Took 10 minutes after the fight to get him out of the ring. He was that effed up.
Was he bleeding and stuff?
Yeah.
From the nose?
All bleeding all over. He did one move where he takes his head, grabbed the back of his head, and smashed it into his knee. So his face just smashed into Tito's kneecap. So there were a couple of other. The undercards were really good, too. Just people getting the living crap beat out of them. Teeth flying, blood. I got to rent the video now. I went to see Adam Friday, so I missed the Ultimate Fighting.
Doesn't come around here often, unfortunately.
No, I know.
They're trying to shut that crap down.
You see the videos, though. They're kind of fun to watch. You just like watching people beat the crap out of each other. I used to love bar fights. Like, not being in them. That sucked. But when you're hanging out and a couple of guys, you start, like, you hear the loud noise and a little pushing and you know it's going down. Yeah, they get the high head on them. They get the head real high in the air like animals. They got to blow themselves up, puff themselves up a bit. They're doing it, yeah? All right, bring it on. And you know what's going down? I'm like, yes, yes. And the bouncer comes over and screws the whole thing up. You just let them fight. Nothing better than watching two just jerk-offs beat the crap out of each other.
I used to be in a lot of bar fights with my fraternity.
Not in them. I like watching them.
That's when you know you're getting a little older, when you get hit in the face.
Are my ears ringing?
There was a time, you know, you're so just sauced, just completely having an all-out barroom fight with another fraternity.
It's the worst time to fight when you're drunk.
Yeah, but it doesn't hurt as much. And then the next day, you're kind of bragging about, look, check out my eye, check this out. But then you get a little older, you get hit in the face. It just, oh, it just sucks.
When was the last fight you
were in? It's been a while.
I mean, because I haven't been in a fight in years.
It's been a while. No, I was in a fight in here.
Oh, that wasn't a fight. You threw one punch.
It's a one-punch fight, though.
That felt good, though. That punch felt really good.
And it was all a case of mistaken identity.
A couple of guys playing an April Fool's joke that lasted a week. We thought it was serious. It was the guys from Airsick. They do a lot of song parodies. And Paul, one of them came in and went like he was going after Opie because there's a lot of tension built up over the week that they were playing this joke on us. And he starts charging towards Opie, and they were going to expose the joke at this time. He's going to run up to Opie's face and go, hey, it was a joke. But as he's walking in, he's got this pissed-off face on him. His partner, Billy, is at the door watching this whole thing. He's got, like, a little smirk on. I see the smirk. Now I realize it's a joke. The rest happened in slow motion. Paul comes over to Opie, and I'm looking like, oh, my God, it's a, before I even thought joke, Opie puts his fist out.
No, it wasn't even a fist.
It was the palm of your hand, the base of your hand.
I went base of the hand.
And like popped Paul right in the eye.
What happened was I slammed my headphones down. I turned, and I saw him coming out at me. I was so juiced up because I was so hyper from everything that was going on. I was trying to take out his nose sideways with the palm of my hand.
Come on, Opie. He's running at Opie, all pissed off, but it was a joke. Opie just cocked him right in the head. Bam!
But I meant to just take out his whole nose, and at the last second, he either turned or I was just so juiced up, whatever. I missed and hit him right here.
And then everyone yells, it's a joke, stop! Stop!
Right under the eye. Boom.
So that's not a fight.
It was nice.
You didn't get hit.
Felt like such a tool, though, because then a half second after I hit him, I realized it was a joke.
It's a joke.
And now late. He's sitting there like,
it's too late.
The worst part of that, see, I'm on this, there's no one around me, really.
Yeah.
Like, there's kind of always people between you and the door just because of how the studio's set up. So when Paul was coming around, then Billy was coming around, too, and I didn't see that Billy had that smirk.
That's what I saw.
And Billy, at the time, was a huge guy. He's had his stomach stapled, and he's lost a lot of weight.
Uh-huh.
But back then, he had to be, what, 350 at least?
Yeah.
And he's coming fast, too. And I'm just thinking to myself, just survive long enough for people to break up the fight.
Because they're not going to let you fight long.
That's what I'm
hoping. We have to jump over there and help out if it's a brawl.
That's what I'm hoping, because I'm just thinking if Billy gets a hold of me, I'm screwed. I'm so screwed. Paul, he was kind of the same size as me, so I could have kind of,
but you got to take Paul out quick.
That's what I was trying.
Deal with Billy.
That's what I was trying by sideswiping the nose and taking him out.
Come on, do it.
You're not swinging if you get a side shot to the nose like that. And then Billy grabs me, and I'm thinking in my head, I am so effing dead. This guy's 350, and he's got me in this huge bear hug. I'm screwed. And as he squeezed me, he goes, oh, but it's a joke, it's a joke, it's a joke. I was so effing relieved at that point.
Because he'd have ripped you apart.
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
That was a good one.
Because it was his pal that just got punched in the head. Jenna, what's going on?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Hey. So what's this whole wrestling thing? Why do you got to be a teenager?
No, we just want to have, an exhibition with a couple teenage girls tomorrow.
Oh, they have to be teenagers.
Well, we got other girls coming down. You want to come down and catfight tomorrow?
Yeah, the only thing is I got out of work at 5:30. I'm right outside the tunnel, though.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, if you could make it down, that would be great.
Make it down.
I think we have Fox TV coming in tomorrow, too, to film that.
Get out of here.
Swear to God.
Seriously?
Yes?
We can have lots of fun, then.
All right, well, come on down. All right, Jenna?
All right, you guys want some info?
No, just show up. All right, all right, hold on. Stinky will take care of you.
Okay.
All right. Yes, Rick?
Dude, you got to remind any of the girls that are coming down that we've already talked to, bring an extra set of clothes.
Yeah, bring some really cheap clothing. Right. Maybe we can even pick up some pajamas from somewhere.
No, they can bring their own clothes. Yeah,
bring crappy clothes.
Some old clothes that are going to get torn to shreds. Because if the cat fighting's done right, you're you're not walking away with anything, huh?
Yeah. And I hope they know how the whole thing's set up where, you don't just instantly start ripping all the clothes off and it's done like that. Got to do it. you know, start ripping the shirt a little and then brawl a little more.
I don't care.
You just want him to rip it off all the way?
I don't care if it takes 10 seconds or an hour.
Yeah.
We're going to have enough women. We're going to have enough heats, enough matches. Are we going to have a wrestling mat?
Yeah, we got to get something to throw down
on the
ground.
We need a mat.
Need some a nice mat.
But our faces.
Oh, Ken, you know, Ken is right, but I don't consider that a real fight. Ken, what's up?
Yo.
Hey.
Yo, bro.
Yo.
Hey, yeah, your last fight was 60 feet on the water, I guess you forgot
underwater
about that.
Fighting doesn't count.
That wasn't a real, well, it was a fight.
It was a fight, yo.
It was 60 feet underwater in slow motion, though.
Anthony's last fight, I think, was the guy who grabbed his hat.
And the guy didn't punch me back, he pushed me, which knocked me off balance. I kind of saw
underwater.
Come on, I hope you were fighting him.
All right, Ken. Thank you.
Later.
Bye. Stevie Richards beat you up. He choked you.
That wasn't a fight. That was a one-sided, you know, he choked me out.
You punched the guy at an appearance once in Boston. Some guy's giving Opie crap, and he's in the crowd, and he's, like, just relentlessly giving Opie crap. So Opie leans over and
it was the day of the Boston Marathon.
Yeah.
So we were in a bar broadcasting live. We were snotted, and it was packed.
Marianne's?
That's right.
We're up on stage. It's not a real high stage.
We weren't even on stage, dude. We were broadcasting live from a table in the corner.
But we were kind of up a little bit.
Tiny bit, maybe.
Yeah, and a guy's in the crowd, and he's just giving Opie crap. Opie's leaning over, and he goes, "What? Look, dude, I can't hear you. I can't hear you." Egging the guy out. The guy's getting closer and closer. As he's getting closer, because Opa's like really leaned out first, going, "I can't hear you." As the guy's getting closer, Opie kept creeping back to get the guy even closer. He goes, "What? Dude, I'll listen to your point, but I can't hear you." He was hearing the whole time. So when the guy got close enough, Opie leans in toward him again and pops him right in the face. I was dying. Like, you totally roped him in.
That was great, because I was sizing him up the whole time. I'm like, I'm thinking to myself, I just need 3 more inches, and I got him. I got him.
And the guy kept coming closer. I'm just watching, going, "Oh, no, this idiot doesn't realize. It's a trap. It's a trap."
He went from, like, being really cocky.
Yeah.
Then I hit him. Then the place went nuts, because you're talking, we're at a bar with all our listeners.
Yeah.
At this point, our listeners wanted to just rip his limbs apart.
The bouncers had to save him and escort him out of the place.
And the look on his face. Not from me hitting him, just because of the crowd.
No, that surprised him, too. He didn't see that coming. Dude, what? What? And then you're cupping your ear with your hand that you hit him with. So it was, like, right in his face. He didn't even realize it. Pop. What an idiot.
That's a good move.
It was a good
funny
move
at the time.
And it wasn't underwater.
Let's go to Tom. Tom, what's up?
O&A.
Hey, Tom.
How's it going?
We're doing all right today.
Listen, I called you up last week. A Tuesday night, I went to this retard ballet.
What?
What's a retard ballet?
Well, let me put it in this way. My daughter is 2 years old. She goes to a ballet school. And in the beginning of the ballet, they had these freaking retards up on stage doing a ballet with these instructors.
What are they? Can you put them all in one class?
Yeah, it was all in one class. It was the funniest S you ever want to see.
Oh, my God.
You got a video of it?
Yeah, I do. I got a video.
We
got
to see the
Come
retard
on down
ballet.
With the video. You have,
right.
If you have that video, you can come down and hang with us the whole show.
Oh, absolutely. I will bring the video right down there.
All right, hold on, all right?
All right.
Cool.
That sounds sad.
Hey, Frank, what's up?
Yo, O&A, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to Philly for the past couple of days, and I tell you, when he first came on, I wasn't too thrilled with it.
Yeah.
But after the first time I heard What's in My Pants with that girl from Washington Township, I've been listening every day.
You know what? We kind of started a tradition with these new markets. On the first day, we play What's in My Pants for the new market.
Yeah.
So why don't we do that? We'll take a break, and we'll play What's in My Pants for Cleveland next. How's that sound, Frank?
It's great.
All right. We need a girl to help us out with What's in My Pants for Cleveland.
Any girl wants to play, give us a call. Make sure you're somewhere where you have a little privacy. And we'll play Guess What's in My Pants for the new listeners in Cleveland.
And as we go to break, something from the O&A archives. This is Stoner Spelling Bee, right?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Brewer's coming in tomorrow? Jim Brewer's coming in tomorrow.
Yeah, he'll be in tomorrow for catfighting.
Then we got to play.
We won't have time fighting. With catfighting.
Mm.
We love Stoner Spelling Bee, too. It's one of our faves. This is Amy, who won one of our Stoner Spelling Bee competitions. Amy from Jersey. How are you, Amy?
Yo.
All right, Amy.
Yeah.
You sound really stoned. You got some munchies?
Chicken wings.
Chicken wings.
She's been listening.
She still wants the chicken wings.
All right.
All right, let's Let's go with... Are you freaking?
Yes, I'm pretty stoned.
Are you ready?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I guess.
Amy,
what was that?
Come on, Amy. Pull it together. All right, propaganda.
That's what I was looking at.
What?
Propaganda.
What?
Propaganda.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
P-R-O-P, prop, A... G propaganda. Oh, P-R-O-P-A-G.
Oh, man.
I learned it from you.
A-N-D. Okay, is it P-A? G or P O G?
You hold on.
He's one letter away.
You're one letter away. Spell propaganda. Last chance. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go.
P R O prop.
This goes down to classic.
Integral.
P O A N propaganda. No. Okay. P R O P.
Timber.
Oh.
Wait. Where are you?
Where are you?
Right. She's starting in the middle of the word. All right. All right. All right. Amy, last chance.
Okay. All right.
Propaganda. Go. Go.
All right. All right. Propaganda. P R O P. Prop. A. G-A-N-D-A.
Oh!
Wow.
I did it?
You did it, Amy.
That deserves a Coke, guys.
I'm sweating.
That end of the movie. Here comes the play at the plate, the Bad News Bears, part two.
Ding, 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 ding. All right. All right, Amy, we're going to put you on hold. You're still in the contest.
All right, it's going to be long. I'm really sleepy.
Yeah, so are we after that.
Oh. Nice to meet you. Nice to know me. Listen.
With the Opie and Anthony Show. Toll free 877-692-1027. People are saying we say the phone number too fast.
Ah.
Brian, what's going on?
Dude.
Hey, Brian, what's up?
Yo, dude, I was just listening to the show with the cat fight going on.
Yeah, tomorrow.
Dude, my buddy lives in New York. I'm originally from New York, and he went to the Fangora Festival a couple months ago. And he got this tape called Brawling Broads. Dude, it's ridiculous.
Brawling Broads.
Brawling Broads.
What do they do?
Dude, it's these two backward ass hillbilly dudes. And they just go and invade every trailer park and get these chicks that hate each other. And they get them into the basement and they just go at it. They beat the crap out of each other.
Fight Club.
Dude, it's exactly like Fight Club, but like $3 million lower budget. Dude, it's so hillbilly. It's amazing, though.
Hey, get us a copy of that tape. I'd love to check it out.
Definitely, man. Definitely. If you want to put me on hold, I'll get your address and all.
Yeah, definitely. Hold on, all right?
Definitely, dude.
All right. Well, the most horrific picture you're going to see today, anyway, is up on foundrymusic.com. F-O-U-N-D-R-Y music.com. It's our buddy, our pal, Keith the Cop, who helps us out when we're in trouble on the highways.
Oh, my God.
He had a party this weekend. In case you're just listening, and he was so snotted, he decided to put on a pair of ladies' thong panties.
Thong panties, sure.
And dancing around. And Rick has the best description of this picture ever. He said it looks like the back of a Great Dane. Because, I mean, with the junk hanging down. The thong doesn't cover everything. That's a world of hurt hanging out there.
Yes, Rick.
Is this like a clip from his audition tape for Sex and the City that ran last
year? There you go, ladies. Sex and the City talking about tookish lingish. Would you go in for a taste there, ladies?
A taste.
Hey, the ladies want to talk about the tookish. That?
Probably not.
All right. But there you go, ladies. There's one for you.
There's not enough.
You guys were openly discussing it on Sex and the City last night. There you have it.
Oh,
it's so disgusting, that
not
picture.
Not enough syrup, man.
I like mine with syrup.
The comments are coming in like crazy. Like crazy. Oh. Anthony writes, can Steve take the picture of Keith off of Foundry right now, please? Precious Yambag writes, was there ever any repercussions from playing the bootleg STP a few weeks ago? No.
Nope.
No, the rock station in this town had to just take it. Take it like a man. They bent over like Keith the Cop. Dennis wants to know, hey, O&A, what's worse, Keith's ass or Sandy Kane's extra ear? We could have a little contest to see what's worse. I would have to go with Keith's thong picture. Is this really Keith's? Hold on. What?
Nothing. I was just trying to.
Oh, all right. This may be Keith's mom on the phone.
No.
Keith's mom.
Yeah, it's Keith's mom here.
Is this Keith's mom?
Yeah.
It sounds like her.
And,
Wait. Ask her a question, Anthony, about the party.
Okay. Let's see. Question about the party. When you come out of the back door of the house, what side was all the beer on?
It was on the left side, coming out of the garage door.
Oh, very good. Okay.
This is Keith's mom.
Hi, Keith's mom.
Hi. I hear that you guys are having a lot of fun down there with that photo.
Well, Keith sure had a good time.
I know he did. I just wanted to let you know this. He's not grounded, but instead, and do you think he's listening?
Yes, he is.
Because we wouldn't want him to know this.
Yeah.
Me and his Aunt Janet took that pool water and put it in his Brita filter in the refrigerator. So he doesn't know this, but he's drinking that pool water through that Brita filter.
Are you kidding me?
So, we don't have to worry about grounding him. That's teenage stuff.
But people were having sex in your pool, Mom.
Well, it's not my pool. It's his pool. I don't live there.
He's been drinking the pool water? Hey, we got two really smoking ladies outside.
You came up and had us turn the music off.
Well, I got word that it was going to rain, and it was lightning and thundering. Yeah. I got a phone call, so I figured the best way to handle this was just to let you know that since he was passed out, you should turn the music.
It was like I was back in school again.
Hey, Keith's mom, how old is your son?
He's 31 in 2 days.
I'll tell you, I thought you were his sister or something.
Oh, because no.
you look very young.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Have
you seen the pictures, the picture, we should say, of your son in a thong?
Yeah, I did last night.
What do you think? You made that.
I did make that. You're absolutely right. And he's made pretty well, so I hear from
him. Ma'am, your son is hung.
I don't know what's going on right there, but
it's not covering anything, this shot.
Oh, God. I can't look at it anymore. Turn it off.
I wonder why your son's not calling in right now.
Well, he better not be calling in right now.
Maybe he's sleeping.
No.
That might be it.
But anyway,
Mom, you used to clean that.
Oh, yeah. Did it look like that when you used to clean it with baby wipes? When you used to put the Pampers on, was it like that? Oh, no. It was on line 12.
Hey, hold on. Uh-oh. Keith the Cop is on the line. Keith.
Oh, there he is.
Keith?
Hey, Keith.
Hi, Mom.
Hey, Keith. How's the water? Did you drink your 8 glasses yesterday?
Yeah, I drank a lot of water, Mom.
Yeah, because he was hungover. He needed the water, the fluids. Sure.
Yeah.
Keith, do you hear what she did?
No. I missed a couple minutes of this show.
You have a Brita water filter?
Yeah.
Your mother and your aunt put pool water in the Brita filter, so you've been drinking... You've been drinking your pool water.
You might have had a sip of Coney Island whitefish.
Oh, God.
That's no ice cube, my friend.
Oh.
Doesn't so, end.
I don't know what was going on in that pool. Well, it must have done you some good to get some protein as you were drinking the water, because you sound better.
Just when you think you're out of the barrel, your mom calls the show.
All right, guys. It was nice talking to you. All
very right. Nice meeting you, Keith's mom. Keith's
okay,
mom.
You take care now. Bye, Keith.
Bye, Mom.
All right, Keith. Keith, your mom's pretty cool.
Thank you very much.
Playing little practical jokes on you. People enjoying your picture, too. Have you seen the picture yet, Keith?
I have seen the picture.
Oh, I don't think it'll become a poster or anything.
Your yam bag is just dangling in the breeze. And you're doing like the booty dance. I think you were doing the booty dance.
I think I might have. Oh,
all right.
Back that ass.
Well, Keith, go back to sleep. You sound like you need just a little bit more of a rest. Have some water. I hear that that fixes your right up.
Obviously, I'll be throwing that away.
Oh, that is so all right, Keith. I'd suggest getting a new filter. Bye-bye.
I'll see you guys later.
All right.
Hey, Keith, only 5,000 people have checked out the picture so far.
That's
and,
it? That,
and it's only been up 10 minutes, so.
Thank God it's only in New York City and not... Oh.
Oops.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's international now.
Oh, God. All right, fellas.
All right, Keith.
Hey, you know,
so
Keith... Excited. Steve wants to say something.
Keith, just so you don't feel so bad, I'll remove that picture in a decent amount of time, but remember the floating psycho Markhead? Well, the floating psycho Markhead is now going to be replaced with the floating Keith package.
Floating Keith ass.
Yeah.
You got him through that for a day.
Completely. We are. Jeff's working on it right now.
That's hilarious.
Jeff's on it right now. I bet you it'll be up in a few minutes.
Oh, my God.
All right. If you want to check out Keith's back door, go to foundrymusic.com, FOUNDRYmusic.com. All right, Keith.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Some people saying, why is Keith off duty, yet he was still packing his nightstick?
By the look at that picture, I think he's on duty.
That is horrific. Now you know what's going to happen. This is going to get passed around the office as, like, screensavers.
What you do is bend over and walk this way.
Like this?
No, fool. Back that ass up.
Oh, like this?
No, like this.
Okay.
You feel silly. I love the way your ass shakes. It's crazy. I love to talk to Sally daily. It's tasty. I love it when we're maxing, relaxing. You ask me if I'm super. Thanks for asking. Don't you know I'm a diva like Xena? You say, hey, senorita. Nice to meet ya. Bend over like a doggy. Here comes the loggy. We can do it like a monkey or a froggy. You can play with my Sony from a pony. I don't like little dogs because they seem phony. You like it from the backside, the rough ride. So dip, 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 dive. Boy, you look good, need to back that ass up. You a big, fine man, back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Antoine, quit playing, back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. Boy, you need to stop playing, just back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up. All you need to do is back that ass up. I love to be new with the Village People. I watch Mel Gibson's butt in the movie Lethal. Jump in your ass like I'm doing Stunts Knievel. Shagadelic like Austin Powers, Dr. Evil. Your ass is a man. I'm your gay bandit. And Chad, your butt's too hairy. I can't stand it. The big airplane, so this was landed. So spread your butt shit so I can stand it. Boy, you look good. You should back that ass up. You're a big girl.
Turn it off.
Back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up.
And turn it off.
Back that ass up. Call me Big Daddy when you back that ass up.
Turn it off.
Back that ass up. Back that ass up. You're a big strong man. Back that ass up. I know you can't see.
Turn it off, please.
Please, turn it off. Oh, we have to send that one out to Keith the cop today.
His yam bag looks like an eye hanging out of its socket. Anthony from West Orange. God damn, that's funny.
Yes.
An eye hanging out of its socket. Holy Jesus.
That's pretty funny. We have a couple more moms here for the Moms I'd Like to Have contest.
Oh, yeah.
They look like they're professionals.
They're ready to rock.
Nice.
That is drunk. You got to be so drunk. Who gets that drunk?
We've all been really, really drunk.
I have never wanted to get out there in a thong and just shake it around at a party.
And it looks like he's got heels on, for Christ's sakes. When you look at the picture, you look at his feet, you got to look twice.
He's wearing sandals, I guess, but that's not the worst of it in that picture.
All right. The other thing, we had one mom come down so far for the Moms I'd Like to F contest.
I think her picture's up.
Yeah, her pictures have been added to the other contestants at WNEW.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of places to go if you listen to the show. Very interactive, yeah. as you'll learn, right?
Yeah. We have girls on the line also want to play What's in My Pants.
Yeah, why don't we do that instead of taking a break here?
Yeah.
Can we take a break?
We can do it.
We can do it? All right. Amanda.
Yes.
You're calling from Jersey?
Yes, I am.
And we want to introduce Cleveland to What's in My Pants today.
Okay.
You in a private place?
No, I'm not. I'm actually in a parking lot.
Are people around?
No.
That's kind of hot, too.
You parked your car in a parking lot?
Yes, I did.
What are you wearing?
Shorts and a T-shirt.
Gym shorts and a T-shirt. How old are you?
No panties.
How old are you?
26.
You have a bra on?
Yes, I do.
Hold on. You're 5'6", 120 pounds, 36 Ds, right?
125, yeah.
26 years old. Our buddy Jay Moore is on the hotline. Hey, Jay.
This girl is giving me major wood already.
Right. All right, be careful.
Why are you wearing gym shorts with no underpants? You can flash guys when you're on the Thighmaster at the gym? That's hot.
Yeah, right? You see that little up the pant leg thing?
Oh, no one God. Knows. She bends over to do a sit-up. You get it. It looks like a black cat with his throat slit. Don't give us any clues, honey.
I'm not going to.
You almost slipped right there.
No.
Don't give us
gentlemen,
clues.
How are you?
Pretty good, Jay. We want you to play What's in My Pants with us and Amanda.
I think the game started here, so yeah. I think it's apropos.
Okay.
Congratulations to Cleveland.
Cleveland.
E-Town. That's Jim Rome country.
Right.
Yes, it is.
You guys are going to parlay that boy.
All right, listen, Jay.
But I can't wait to hear the 26-year-old put, just a car randomly in a lot. You have no idea. That's the beautiful thing about the Opie and Anthony Cleveland, Philly, Chicago. When you're driving around and you just see a car in the lot, like, oh, she's probably lost. Oh, God.
Hey, Jay.
I'm sorry.
How pissed off are you that the little kid from Sixth Sense sucked in, paid forward, but now is in a hit movie?
Oh, I don't care. I'm ready to make a power move, buddy.
What are you doing?
It's T-minus. The countdown has begun to Jay's power move. And when I mean power, I mean, like, a lot of different bases being covered.
What power move?
A man named Michael Eisner came to see me.
Yeah, Michael Eisner?
I don't know that name. That's
he's got the Disney, same... which one's ABC, which one's ESPN, and we all know what I want to do
the
for
guy
a living.
Michael Eisner. He's got the same name as that guy from Disney.
Yeah. One of those guys.
Yeah.
So we're in like a waiting, we're holding counter offer thing, but everything's good.
Tell me you're going to do SportsCenter.
No, we're going to do more sports.
More sports?
We're going to do the show that I created.
Nice. Jay.
My show, more sports.
Jay, are you in an upcoming TV movie?
Oh, it's horrible. It's so freaking horrible.
What is it?
It's After Hours, but set in a small town. It's kind of like U-Turn.
Right.
But it just didn't work out. It's just one of those things where it just, oh, God, I've been in three things that I didn't care for in a row.
Oh, no.
It's the sequel to Cherry Falls?
Apparently. I think it's a prequel, though.
And what is it on? It's on Fox?
No, it's on USA.
Oh, USA?
No, it's on TNT.
When?
Next Tuesday.
Is it getting bad reviews?
I don't know.
Oh, all right. Who else is in it?
Dustin Diamond and the parrot from Beretta.
The parrot from Beretta. That thing's got to be dead.
I got a call from Fox saying it's not going to air. It's so bad. And then a month later, I got a call from Fox going, here's your list of publicity for Black River. And I said, you just told me it wasn't coming out.
Black River. Who wrote that?
A black guy.
No, I thought it was like a famous author or something.
Oh, Dean Koontz. But yeah, I'm like, Dean, you just told Dean me Koontz. Like it was unsalvageable and it was going to the rack. Now you want me to put on my dancing shoes and tell you how great it is. Well, you know what? I'm not Hollywood enough to fake it. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Now,
that's
you know
how I
what,
operate.
Jay, now I got to watch. Now I'm going to have to watch it.
Oh, man, there's going to be so many good things with my name on them in the future that, you know what, this will just, it's just fantastic. Everything's fantastic, but let's not.
Right. Yeah, Anthony, you want to explain what's in my pants to Cleveland as a man
right.
that stands by. Cleveland, here's a game we hold near and dear to us. It's called Guess What's in My Pants. Amanda's on the phone, beautiful young girl. What she does, she will take the telephone. As per our instructions, she will rub it on the area.
Most intimate of areas.
Right.
Hey, so did you get the Black Crowes album yet?
Yes, I did.
Insane, right?
Yeah, it's great. I'm actually into Stained right now.
No, you can't mess with the Black Crowes. Anyway.
Black Crowes good.
She will
Zeppelin album. Anthony, take control.
As per our instructions, we will ask. You will listen at home very closely to the sounds that you hear over her phone. Just by the sounds you hear, we will be able to tell what type of hairstyle she is sporting right there. It's either these choices. The standard triangle.
Whether the mohawk?
Whether it's a nicely trimmed triangle or a pool rack full of afro hair, it is still considered the triangle. The next one, the mohawk, which is shaved down on the side, leaving the mohawk-like strip, also known as the landing strip, on there. Then comes the Hitler mustache, which is a mohawk, but it's been shaved down so much it looks like, well, Hitler's mustache. Then there is the wood floor, also known as the JonBenet Ramsey, which is completely shaved, wood floor, waxed or shaved, just nothing there.
Don't forget our favorite one, Anthony.
Yes.
The pork chop that got dropped on the barbershop floor.
That would fit into the triangle.
That's like after surgery when they didn't shave you right.
Right. The pork chop on the barbershop.
Just get the leg clean. We're doing a foot.
All right, here we go.
Or as we also like saying, Fidel Castro eating a London broil.
So let's play the theme song and get into the game.
All right.
Guess what's in my pants? It's time to play. It's time to play. It's time to play. Hey, guess what's in my pants?
She was a hooah.
I'm a fuck with you right now.
All right, well, while we're waiting for the theme song,
yeah.
Saw you at Rascals the last time you were there.
Yeah?
Oh, I cannot wait till you come back.
Oh, I can't. Why didn't you come up to me and say, hi, I'm Amanda, I'm really hot, we should hang out?
Because you're married.
Yeah.
Oh, you were too good.
I'll introduce you to my wife and say, this is Amanda. She thinks we're fun.
Look at Jay working it again.
I told my wife, Ann, about in case of emergency.
Yeah.
She just smiled like she knew it the whole time.
Of course she does. It's not like you hide it. Jay sets up all these girls, and he just gets them up to the point of closing the deal. And then he leaves it like that. So if anything happens with his marriage or his wife, God forbid, he
I'm
can just
saying,
go up to
him. I'm just saying, a lot of people take planes.
Boom. Yeah,
there's
right.
A lot of
you never
air
know.
Flights. There's a lot of traveling in this marriage.
And he could just, like,
close
the deal.
You never know when
the
Mexican banditos or the policia is going to pull your wife over and cap her.
Any of these girls, he puts them in this state of suspended sexual animation until he needs them, and they get revealed.